Sugya in the middle of a Mishnah, Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ha'ebed Vayisha Pigiyosam Ra. If you have an Ebed Kanaini, or you have a woman who is married, is Pigiyosam Ra, what sense? Ha'chevo Behem Chayiv, Behem Shechov Ba'chayim Pturim. So then the Mishnah says, doesn't mean that the Pturim, Mishalman Lachazman, Kozman the Ebed remains an Ebed, it's called Mashakar and Ebed Kan Rabbi has no asset. Or the Isha is called Mashakan Sisha Kan Sabailo, so she has no assets. So it's not to be taken literally Pturim Elashal. Means that right now she doesn't have any assets. So we pointed out, the Gemara points out, that it's not 100% true. There are cases where the Ebed Kanaini has assets. If it's an Ebed Ibri Avadi has assets. The Mishnah is talking about Ebed Kanaini. So there are cases where the Ebed Kanaini has assets. There are cases where the Isha has assets. In normal case she doesn't have assets. So in fact the Marakasha, but every Isha has a ksuba. How is a shaykh? Every woman has a ksuba. But let her sell a ksuba, and she'll get money, toibas hanoah. She won't get the full amount, she'll get a toibas hanoah. And then she'll be able to pay, with that money that she collects for selling a ksuba, she'll be able to pay part or all of the dmei hachavola. And for the Gemara, that's not advisable to do. Because Shmuel says the din, even after a person sells a chayiv, he's still the balachayiv. Let's say the malvis sells a chayiv to lakech, so the malvis can still consider the bailam on the chayiv. And even after he sells the chayiv to lakech, the malvis still has the ability to be machul. So here the isha has the chayiv and the husband. She has this theoretical chayiv. In the case, in the event, the samarlon is garsha, she collects the ksubas. Even after she'll sell a chayv to a lakech and he'll pay her a toibas hanoah, some amount of money based on the risk that's involved, maybe she will collect, maybe she won't collect, the isha will theoretically still have the ability to be meichel to her husband, and she's not married to her husband. So of course, the Gemara says, of course the wife is going to be meichel to the husband. Kol gabit baila v'adai meichel, the Gemara says, on the top of pay test on the base. So Bezin should supervise this kind of a gviyas chavola. The married woman was chayvul and so she beat someone up. So Bezin's going to force her to sell her ksube b'toibas hanoah to some lakeach. In the course of time, either a week later, a month later, a year later, 3 years later, for sure, the wife is going to be meichel to her husband. Why should she want the stranger to collect? So she'll be meichel to under pressure from the husband, not under pressure from the husband, because she loves him, because he's pressuring her, whatever. Of course she's going to be meichel. So it's going to turn out that Bezin was responsible for the hefset to Lekech. Lekech paid the toivus hanoah to the woman. Bezin's going to be responsible. Sure. So then the Gemara says, the Gemara affect Ashayla, but the way we have the ksuba, we have the ikka ksuba of a psula, if the girl is getting married the first time, is Masayim Zuz, that's 50 shkol. And the ikka ksuba of an almana or a grusha, if she's getting married the second time, then the ikka ksuba is meazah. So we discussed already, Taisa Shita, how much it is. Is it Kesetsuri? Fine. So the Gemara, but in addition to the Ik, the Gemara calls that Ksuba Deraisa. Taisit says, we pass in Ksuba Lav Deraisa. Abagav the Ksuba Derabon, Elahak, but Al-Horanaka Ksuba Deraisa. Ksuba Deraisa just means the basic amount of the Ksuba. Doesn't mean the Ksuba Deraisa. The Ksuba's Beula, the Ksuba's Almada for sure is Lav Deraisa. So even the Ksuba's Psula, most of the Rishonim pass in Ksuba's Lav Deraisa. The Gemara calls the Ksuba Deraisa just means the Ik Ksuba. It's a Malit. So the Gemara says, but if there is Tosefis, by us, there's tons of Tosefis. The husband writes in, Tosefis ksuba, that's way more. It's 100 times more than the holy ksuba. So the Gemara says, so let's do like this. Let's force her to sell a Tosefis to her husband. The husband may or may not have to someday pay this Tosefis. If it'll be in the Samarlan is Garsha, she'll have the right to collect. If she'll die before the husband, they didn't want to pay him a penny. So let's say he gave her a Tosefis Ksuba, a large sum, Meir Zekukin Kesef Tzarev, this large sum of money, $10,000. If she sell it to the husband, Allah Tanai, so what do you mean she'll be meichel to the husband? There's not going to be any hefset to anybody. There's no one to be meichel to over there. So if she'll sell it to the husband, she'll get some money, and we won't be mafsid the husband anything. So let's take that money and give that money to the Nechbal. At least he'll collect part or all of the Dmei HaChavola. So the Gemara says, you're right. We're talking Hachmaskinon, that there is not Tosefes Ksuba. Even if Hishik Ksubasim Ksuba Deraisa, if there's a Tosefes Ksuba, Frek the Gemara, Nukma Ksuba Deraisa, why doesn't the Bezna force her to sell the Tosefes Ksuba to the husband, so there can't be any hefzid. The idach and the amount that she'll get, the tavis anaf on the husband, we should give to the nechbal. So the Gemara says, we're talking, achem askinon, the lo nefesh k'sabasa m'ksuba deraisa. She doesn't have anything to serve his k'suba, but if she would have had to serve his k'suba, that would have been a fine thing to do. Why can't? So then the Gemara said, but why don't we force her to sell the ika k'suba? Everybody has an ika k'suba. So force her to sell the ika k'suba to the husband, so there's not going to be any hefzid to anybody. If she sells it to a lakeach, then she can always do like Shmuel, chazar machal machal. She can machal later on to the husband. So that's not right. The bezin should supervise this. Bezin should force her to sell the ikik ksuba to a stranger, to a lakeach. We know in the course of time she's going to be machal to the husband. So we're, the bezin is responsible for being mafsid to lakeach. And it's going to turn out that the bezin was in charge of this charade. Bezin was in charge of this robbery. But if you're forced to sell it, you can it to the husband, no good. So there's not shaykh to have any hefzid. Gemara says you can't do that because Rav Meir says this Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. It's not Mishnah, Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, also Lord Mashiach Sheshishta Afilu Shachas Beloi Ksuba. The also Lord Mashiach Sheshishta Shachas Beloi Ksuba only goes on Ika Ksuba. It doesn't go on the Tosefes Ksuba. You can marry a girl and not give her any Tosefes. Our minig is we give, Meir Zekup and Kesel, we give an exaggerated Tosefes. So the Tosefes, the Gemara says that you're permitted to she can, you can force it to sell a Tosefes to the husband. We're talking she doesn't have, but the Ika Ksuba, that's the din of Rav Meir. Also, Lord Mashiach Sheshishta. So Tosefes writes that we pasken like Rav Meir. The Kaimelon Hochi, the Chen Kaimelon. Here the Tosefes, Kach Mecheret Tzubasa Labailo, the Chen Kaimelon. They quote, Avgav Tosa Lahashis, Rav Meir, Bela Ksuba, the Chen Kaimelon. That's how we pasken, Osa Lahashis. What do you mean Osa Lahashis? So the Pasha Pshat is Osa Lahashis. It's also to live with his wife. It's also to have marital relations. What about an Issa Yichud? Is there also, Ashes means an Issa Yichud? So in Shulchan Aruch, it says that there's an Issa Yichud. The Ramah says there's an Issa Yichud, but that's not L'chol HaDeis. There is a Gemara in the first Perek in Ksubis that during Erisin, there's a din of Yichud Penuya. One, I mean, I'm told there's only an Issa Yichud on Arayas. Yichud with someone else's wife and Ishishish, Yichud with other Arayis, except a very close relative, a mother with a son, a father with a daughter, there's no Yichud, brother and a sister, the Gemara says, sometimes there's no Yichud. Usually there's no Yichud. So Yichud, Menatar is only Asar Arayis. Then the Rabbanon, after the Maisa with Amnon and Tamar, so they asked the Yichud of Epnuyo. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this, a machlokes, what about Yichud with his own wife during Eris? The difference between Erisin and Nisuin is, does he have a Shibud Oina? So Sherek Sisva and also La Yigra, that only sets in after Nisuin. But he has a Chiyav Oina to give his wife Tashmish on a regular basis, that's only after Nisuin. During Erisin, there are no Shibudim. The Shibud HaBal Ishta only begin, Sherek Sisva only begin after Nisuin. But during Erisin, is Mutalova Al Ishta, Minatar, it's his wife, just that there's no Shibudim. And the Rabbanon, the Gemara says in the first Perek in Ksuba, is that they asked, "Also love al arusosa, also lanas arusas, v'hito lanas anasuas lano." It's also love al arusosa. And they quote that the Shita Mekubetzes in the first Perek in Ksuba quotes an opinion that from the fact that we put it together, one bracha shows that it's an Issa deraisa. Also lanas arusas, I say, "Tzivano al arayas, also lanas arusa." Tzivano al arayas is a din deraisa. Shekishana b'mitzosa v'tzivano al arayas, also lanas arusas. So the Darsh and Smuchim, that since you're saying the bracha one next to the other, it's a riot that also love all our resources in Issa deraisa, and they say that's a chi of misa. When the Baal is Baal Ishta Arusa, it's a chi of misa. The din is, after Nisuin, Hitalon is Anasuas Lon, and then he's Muta B'Ishto. But during Erisin, just like someone else has a chi of misa, so the Baal has a chi of misa, it's Baal Ishto. Is that one opinion in the Rishon? It's a fantasy. The Pashtus is certainly not so. The Issa love all our resources only in Issa deraisa, it's not an Issa deraisa.
I'll tell it again. What about in Yehuda? They used to. He was miyachid.
Right, because they never accept they were boal arusas because they never accepted this din de rabbanan.
And every no, Yehuda. Saying according to the shittim.
Yeah, how can the shittim kubetz to say it? And he said they're right. Yeah. It's a pella. Rabbi Dram quotes this, and the shittim kubetz quotes this in the first parakin. So the pashtus is certainly not so. The isar arusas is only with the rabbanan. So menatayre his muta lava al arusas. So it's ishtai. So the shaila is there an Issa Yichud during Eris? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes from the Ran, yes, that there's an Issa Yichud, like Yichud Penuya. What's Rav Penuya? But it's his wife, it's Ishtoi. So the answer is, The answer is, but he doesn't yet have a full ishus. Legabi heta bia, she's still a pnuya. He doesn't yet have a full ishus. So that's the way the Rambam accepts that ran lahalocha, that this is yichud by pnuya. So I can understand that by a pnuya, by an arusa, he still didn't do the nisuin. So in the Rabbana, we treat it as if she's still a pnuya, and this yichud pnuya still applies. I can understand that if she became an asua and he never gave her the ksuba. He never gave her the ksuba. So he never had the nisuin, he never had the full nisuin yet. We insist, in fact, the Rambam writes like that, and the Magen Mishnah quotes it, says in the Baluita like that, that you have to give the ksuba before you do the nisuin. Why do we read the ksuba under the chuppah? Why do we read the ksuba? Just to make a hapsoka. That's how the Rishonim explain. You just said bar pi agofen on the koshal erisin. Then you're going to say bar pi agofen on the koshal nisuin. A half a minute later, what are you saying another bar pi agofen? Bisman Talmud. There was a year in between, so of course you have to say another bar pi agofen. A half a year in between erisin nisuin. But bisman hazeh that the goyim moved it up, that you have nisuin immediately following the erisin. What are you saying another bar pi agofen? Stach habrachal batola. So it looks like a brachal batol. So the Rishonim say that's why Rashi and the Rabbein and Tam introduced a hafsoka that you read the ksuba. The hafsoka. How long does it take? It takes 3 minutes to read the ksuba. So you say another bar pi agofen. So the answer is, strictly speaking, it's another koshal bracha. So that's why you need another bar pi agofen, like arba kaisis, machlekes and Rishonim. But they say a bracha on the second coast or on the fourth coast. So we paskin Ashkenazim. The Ashkenazim followed the Ramah. The Ramah says, you say bar pi agofen. Each one is another koshal bracha. So you got to say bar pi agofen and the koshal nisuin. Anyway, the only thing is it looks funny. So you read the ksuba, so it looks a little bad. So why did they decide to make a hafsoka reading the ksuba? Why don't they dance? Why don't they dance a jig? Why don't they have the rabbi give a drosha? What's up is reading the ksuba? So the Rishonim say because he's going to have to give it the ksuba anyway. Because the Baluita and the Ramam say you have to give the ksuba before nisuin. So you may as well read, since you're going to do something with the ksuba, you may as well read the ksuba. Why do you have to give the ksuba before they have the nisuin? So the answer is, because the Rambam says it has to be chupa haruya lebiya. And if he doesn't give the ksuba, so that's the din of Rav Meir. Also, ladam shiasha isishta, lahasha isishta means to have marital relations, shachas bala ksuba. If she doesn't have the ksuba in her hand, she doesn't have access to the ksuba, then it's also love on lishta. So it'll be a chupa shen haruya lebiya. Just like the Rambam says, it has to be chupa haruya lebi on the level of the raisa. If she's a nidoy, not let her shtel a chupa. So too has to be a chupa haruya lebi on the level of the rabbanon. You should have given her the ksuba already. Fine. So I can understand if you did only eris and he didn't do nisuin. So the Rambam paskins like the Ran that there's an isa yichud. We treat her as if she's still a pnuya. I can understand the next step. They did a chupa. And he didn't give her the ksuba yet. So he didn't yet have a hetu. She didn't yet have a hetu lebaila. So I declared that she's still a pnuya. What if she loses her ksuba 10 years after they got married? She lost her ksuba and she's nervous. He may decide to throw her away. He may decide to divorce her. And he's a kalaban of lohitzia. So it's also love alishto. So it's also love alishto. So it's an isa yichud. How did that become an isa yichud? Let's say if they're angry at each other, it's also love alishta. If they're shikr, it's also love alishta. If she's sleeping, it's also love alishta. The Gemara has in the Dorm a whole list of cases that it's also love alishta. So the Rishonim say every time it's also love alishta, so it's an isa yichud. There is not an isa yichud. Yichud is only if she's a pnuya, a real pnuya. There's an isa yichud. The Rabbanan David goes on yichud pnuya, or the Ran adds on a step that not all the Rishonim agreed to. Anarusa, with respect to heta labayli, she's still considered a pnuya. She doesn't yet have the nisuin. Or the step further, the Gemara does say in the first parak in ksubas, they made the nisuin and he didn't give her the ksuba yet. Okay, so it's also love al ishta. He didn't yet have the hetel abayla. So it's still like it's as if she's still only an arusa. They didn't have a chupa haruya labia. It's as if she's still an arusa. But what if 10 years after they got married, 40 years after they got married, she gets angry at someone in shul, she beats up another woman, she has to pay the mechavola. Bezin's going to force her to sell a ksuba to her own husband. So there's no chashash of hepsi to lakeach. And then it's going to be also lahasha sisishto shachas baluksu. So then it's going to be also nisa yichud. Pashta says it's not going to be a nisa yichud then. That's also love al ishta. That's like ishta shikora. Yeah. Well, ishta nida is going to be a heta lachazman. Automatically, it's going to be, not automatically, she's going to go to the mikvah. It's since a heta lachazman, so there's no isa. But the shad is over here, the way it is now, she sold the ksuba, the ikik ksuba to the husband, And it's goodbye, Charlie. So it's going to be Kalabi Einav Lahitziya. So that's the Shaila over here. Is there an Issa Yichud? Is there an Yichud? The woman is shikir. She's going to get over the shikir. She's sleeping. She's going to wake up. She's angry at her husband. It's going to be mafayasa. But the shad is baloi ksuba. It's not going to straighten out by itself. So is there an issa yichud? The pashtus is it shouldn't be. What the lashon lahashes? Lahashes. That's the shad. What does it mean?
I mean, how could they go only on marital relations?
The lashon ikiya. Because many rishonim hold that even by an arusa there's no issa yichud. The Ramah happens to pass like the Ran that there is an issa yichud by an arusa. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass that there is an issa yichud.
But isn't there an automatic leiv bezdin that the bezdin makes it pnai ksuva even if he doesn't actually give her a ksuva?
Yeah.
So therefore, I don't understand what the problem is.
Right, but the Gemara says that still the woman may be nervous if she doesn't have the document in her hand. She may be nervous that it will be kalabi and vladzia. She may not be thinking about that. It's a psychological problem. Alpi Allah, she's entitled to the ksuba anyway.
So
the Gemara says there were different mekomis. There were some mekomis where they never gave a ksuba. So all the women, all the married women knew. They're relying on the rabbis, on the bezin. Bezin's going to make sure that the husband pays a ksuba. And it's not kalaban v'lotzia. But the meaning by most communities is that they do give a ksuba. So then whoever doesn't give a ksuba is also lahasha sisishtai, unless he's matvis metaltalam, unless he gives her a mashkin. The Gemara says that once a couple got married and they wanted to do birishayin on Shabbos, and he hadn't given her a ksuba. So the toiknish, so it's also. So they told him, give him a taltalim, so the amount of the ksuba, so then she'll be secure. She'll feel secure with that.
And until that point, there will be an Isur Yichud, that's what we're saying?
Yeah, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. There's an Isur Yichud.
Even though she's really going to get her money anyway, but because she's nervous, that's the Isur Yichud?
Right. Also, the Hashas, we take it that it's an Isur Yichud. I'm just bringing up the Shaila. If it's 20 years after they got married, and all along there was a het yichud. Now all of a sudden Bez is going to force her to sell to the husband. So then they're going to apply Reb Meir's din. Also lahashes is ishtoi. So also lahashes here means also lavo aleha. Also going to be an issa yichud. So the pashtus is that not. Also lahashtus that carries with it an issa yichud. That's only from the beginning of the issues. They never had an issuin. You can't have erisin and then you develop an issuin. Then it doesn't go back to erisin. It doesn't fluctuate back and forth. The Gemara says in Tanakh, the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael is described as one of a marriage. So the Gemara wants to know what kind of a marriage is it? Is it a marriage, a degree of Erisin or a degree of Nisuin? So the Gemara says that it fluctuates. When the Oren is Bimkaimai, then it's a degree of Nisuin. When the Oren is Shaloi Bimkaimai, the Oren is in Galus, either the whole Tkufa is Bayisheni, when the Oren was in the basement, or in the midbar when they were traveling, so when the Aram or Shalobim come out, that it was only a stage of Erisin. So it can go back and forth. But Al-Pidin by Basav Adon doesn't go back and forth. First you have Erisin, then you make Nisuin. You can only revert back to Erisin if he gets divorced. Then you start all over again. It can't revert back and forth to Erisin. So the Pashlis over here is, once they already had Nisuin for 20 years, and then she gets angry, she beats up a woman in the shul, and then she has to pay the Mechavola, so you're going to force her to sell a ksuba to her own husband. Gemara says, you can't do that on the Yik ksuba, because it's going to be. Also, the Hashas Ishish, the Shachas, but like ksuba. So the Pashto says there isn't going to be an Issa Yichud. Even though you can't predict in the future, it's not going to straighten out. She doesn't have any ksuba, it's not going to straighten out.
She can't write another ksuba?
No, she just sold it to him. She just sold the ksuba to him. So if he divorces her, he already bought it up. Anytime he divorces, it's all paid up already.
He can't write another ksuba?
Yeah, he has to.
After she sells it, can he write her another ksuba?
Sure, he can write another ksuba. The Gemara says we wouldn't force her to sell the ksuba to a stranger because kala gabi balabade machlis. So the Gemara says, so force her to sell the ksuba to the husband, to the one when he has. So the Gemara says, regarding the Tosefes ksuba, we do. Hocham askina, there is no Tosefes ksuba. I force her to sell the ikka ksuba to the husband. Oh, he won't be able to live with his wife. If she did like that, if she sold to the husband, then he has to give her another ksuba, otherwise he can't live with the wife.
I think it seems to be that the Lashon of Shat, the Lashon Mikia of Sheishev is parallel with the first Mishnah in Soto with the Shasa Mel Kedetuma, that the Shihu, that the Hashem says.
Shihu is a Lashon Mikia for Bia, yeah.
So that also, is it sort of, is
She has to have access to it. She has to know where it is. One of my daughters got married in Yerushalayim, so they said that the meeting in Yerushalayim is that the girl's parents hold the ksuba. So my daughter trusts us, so we're holding her ksuba. Rabbi Shapasha has a tshuva. What if the woman trusts her husband? But he's going to be the one that she's going to collect from in case he divorces her. So what do you mean? If she trusts her husband, and the husband puts it away in his safe deposit vault, is that considered that she has access to the ksuba? So Moshe writes up a difficult tshuva. He says it depends. Why does she trust the husband? If she loves the husband because they're married to each other, so that's exactly the meduber. So he may decide later on to divorce her, and then he'll rip up the ksuba and he'll say that he paid it already or something. But if she knows the husband is an honest guy before she married him, she considers him an honest person irrespective of the fact that she loves him. It's very hard. How do you determine that? And everybody in the neighborhood knew he was honest even before she married him. Honest John, whatever. So then when he holds on to the ksuba, even though she's going to use the ksuba against him, Moshe said that's okay. He's holding the ksuba for her. But if she doesn't really know if he's honest or not, it's just that she's in love with her husband, then she trusts him because they're in love together. So then he said, that's no good. To give the ksuba to the husband, he should hold on to it, then it's no good. So, difficult tshuva to determine when it applies, when it doesn't apply.
If the Baal has access to it, even if he doesn't, it's not in his...
No. As long as she has access, as long as she knows where it is. If you give it to her parents, it's better.
We're not chayshish.
He doesn't have access.
If he has access, he can rip it off.
We're not chayshish. Yeah. So here, Tosis has their famous kasha. On the bottom of Peites Amud Aleph, the second half of the Tosis. Tosis goes with their kasha. They quote, they have a shtikl Torah in Kiddushin Daf Mem Zayin. Tosis has a shtikl Torah, whereby they were mechadesh. That Shmuel's din, Hamecha Shtachov L'Chaver V'Chazam Achlo Machol, only applies if I sold the Shtachov B'Ksiv V'Mesir, or B'Mesir, Achleikis Satanayim, and Achleikis the Rashbam and Tosfos. How do you pass them? How do you sell the Shtachov? So Rebbe's opinion is Osias Nikdis B'Mesir, you just give over the Shtachov, and we pass them like the Chachamim. The Rashbam holds be passed like Rebbe, and Tosfos and the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch pass them like the Chachamim. The only way to be Makna Shtachov is K'siv V'Mesir. So if you makne shtachay b'ksiv v'mesira, then Shmuel says chazam achlam achlam. What if you makne shtachay b'idei mayim and shloshton? So then Tosis has a shtikl Torah based on a Gemara Kiddush and a whole pilpul. They say it's muchach from the Gemara that you cannot be moichel. So what's the problem on Daf Pei Tes over here? Gemara says if Bezdin will supervise this mechira, Bezdin will pressure her to sell her ksuba to a stranger, to a lakeach, and she'll get the tovus anoeh, then the husband will have to pay. If it'll be in the Saron's Gasha, the husband will have to pay. So the Gemara says, we shouldn't allow that, because kol agabi baila vaday mochlo, for sure she's going to be mochel agabi the husband, it's going to turn out that we caused the hefset to the lekech, and that's not proper. Bezdin should supervise the hefset to the lekech. Asherei, that's not right. So Frektesis will force her to sell the shtachayv, not b'ksiv and mesir, will force her to sell the shtachayv agdei mayim shloshna. And mayim shloshna, Tosis has a haichachal from the Gemara that you can't be mochel. So why doesn't the Gemara say over here, force it to sell the shtachayv, the ksuba, to acher ma'idei ma'im shloshtan? And ma'idei ma'im shloshtan, you can't say kol agabi ba'al v'adei mochel. So Tosis is so convinced that their shtikl Torah kedushin is true. Other Rishonim disagree. They don't hold from the diuk. Tosis made a diuk in a sugya. Gemara has machlekes satana, and Gemara says, did they argue A or B? Or the boy same, or they all agree B, they argue C or D. Or they all agree that C, they argue whether E or F. So the Gemara, at one point, the Gemara could have said like this, and they didn't say like that. So Tosis proves from the Hemshech HaGemara there in Kiddushin Daf Mem Zayin that if you sell like they might mishlosh, then Shmuel's din doesn't apply. So that's what Tosis faked Akasha. So force, let the bezin force the woman to sell the ksuba to Elakeach the Mayim Shlosh. So there won't be any way to be Meichel. So the Ri is forced into saying a teretz once you assume the shtikl teref in Kiddushin. So two lines before the bottom, the tiritzari, we had this already early on Dafayin, early Kevega points out. The tiritzari, so the Ri said, for Nizgimari, you see, they have a shtikl teref in Kiddushin Mem Zayin, that's mukhrach, they hold that's mukhrach. After the Rishonim disagree, that stays. So they have a kasha for Nizgimari, so to answer the kasha, they come up with a new chiddush, that you cannot sell a ksuba b'mayim shloshtan. Why not? So this is a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, in Poskim. What does it mean? Does it mean any shtar toich hazman. Any shtar chayv toich hazman. I said, dain lo higia hazman. Usually a shtar chayv, I sell a shtar chayv, it's not up for collection yet. If it's up for collection, what do you mean I'm selling a shtar chayv based on the toivus anua, how long he has to wait? It doesn't have to wait. It's due already now. It's due for collection now. So usually sell a shtar chayv that's due in another 3 years. You have to wait 3 years, so why should you pay me money? Could have put your money in the bank, could have invested the money, made more money. So that's a shava. How much is going to pay me? You're going to discount it. How much is going to discount? How much is going to pay for the Teva Sana? So Taisa says, you can't sell a ksuba aydei ma'amishlosh. So there are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, what it means. What it means, any shtachayv toch hazman you can't sell aydei ma'amishlosh. So it's very not b'mashma and all the gemaras. When the gemara talks about selling a milvah v'peh, selling a milvah v'shtar, aydei ma'amishlosh. It sounds like it's a dain lo higia hazman, and he still can sell it aydei ma'amishlosh. The pashtus is not like that. So the more accepted reading of the Tosis is, Ma'amishloshim doesn't work in Eksuba. Because it may turn out that you never collect. Achayv, someone owes me, I lent the person $100,000 and it's collectible another year and a half. If I have gedult, I'll wait another year and a half, I'll be able to collect it. So that you can, we assume you can sell Ma'amishloshim Teuchazman. But Eksuba, which is questionable, it may never come to fruition, it may never come to collection. So that's what Tosis meant to say. But that's mukhach from our gemara. You have to say, if you assume laktaisa shtikol teren kiddushin, that once you sell a shtachoy by day ma'im eshloshtin, you cannot be moichal, so then you have to say over here that ma'im eshloshtin doesn't work on a ksuba. Yeah. Why should you assume laktaisa shtikol teren, that if you sell a shtachoy by day ma'im eshloshtin, there's no mechila? So when we learned Dafayin, we discussed it, that Shmuel's din, basically, the ktsais, has a famous line, and Shmuel's din, ha'mocha shtachoy b'chaber b'chazor machloi, machul, and Simon Samachvav, Sivchav Gimel is quoted. So the Ktsais writes, Bedin Zen Namru Venishna Gimel Taimim. And he quotes the sheet, 3 sheetas of Rishonim. The Ramam has a beer, and the Raivet has a beer, and other Rishonim have a beer. So he says, so all the three has beer and boil down to the same thing. When someone owes me $100,000 and I have a shtar chayv and I sell it to a lakeach, I basically didn't sell the chayv. He still owes me the money, I'm still in the picture. Minatarim and the Rabbanon, I never sold the chayv. He's like a Mursha. He's authorized to collect the Chayv. Basically, the Chayv is still to me. The Chazar Machla, Machu. Because even with Ksiva, Mesir, whatever, you're only giving over the Schusik Via. You're not giving over the actual Chayv. So the Malva still remains the Bala Chayv. So Chazar Machla, Machu. All the 3 sheetas in Rishayim, because it's the Rabbanon, all the Hezberim that they give, Shibir Aguf, Shibir Nechasim, the whole Rabbi in the Tam story. But if you're selling our day, Maim Eshloshtan, that's Taisa Holz, you've sold the Chayv. How does it work? My Mishloshin Hilchas Abalai Taima. There's no Mahalach, the Gemara says. My Mishloshin is a Takanim of the Rabbanon. There is a reason why they instituted it. Tosis gives and Gittin, Daf Yud Gimel Amanav. Tosis explains what motivated the rabbis to make a Takanim My Mishloshin. So Tosis explains why there are so many other Kinyanim in the world. Why did they have to make another Kinyan? So Tosis explains why there's a need for the Kinyan My Mishloshin. But the Gemara says it's a Hilchas Abalai Taima. It means that usually all the din and the rabbanon called the tikkun rabbanon came there is a tikkun is patterned after a din there is. So the gemara says here my mishloshtan and another couple of din hilchos abalai taima. It's not came there is. There is a good time. There is a good reason. What prompted the chachamim to make it? There is a time, but there's no mahalach. Abalai taima means there's no mahal. So my mishloshtan is the hilchos abalai taima that it works. You can be makna. Let's say if. The chassan is nervous on the day of the chassan, he's afraid he's going to forget to bring the ring. So he asked his friend, you be in charge, you bring the ring. So the friend forgot to bring the ring. So they're standing under the chuppah. And the rabbi says, where's the ring? So the chassan looks to the best friend. He doesn't know how he forgot the ring at all. So the make a ma'am shloshtan. He won't put the ring on this finger. He can't put the ring on a finger. He says, the ring that he has should belong to the kalav and ma'am shloshtan. So that's a ma'am shloshtan. How does it work? It's Hilchos Abalai Taima. There's no mahalach. Usually called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein. There is a Tikkun. Here there's no mahalach. Shoyim say Kinyan. So it's a way to be makna something without a mahalach. So it works on a shtar chayv. If you're makna a chayv, aydei ma'im eshloshtan, the chayv is nikna. Not just that I gave him a schus harshoah, that the lakeach has a right to collect the chayv, and I remain the bala chayv. I'm not the bala chayv. I'm out of the picture. So that's why that was Taisa's diuk for the Gemara and Kiddushim. Whenever you sell a shtar chayv, aydei ma'im eshloshtan, you can't say again chazal machal machal because you've transferred over the right to the whole chayv. You transferred over the chayv. The malva is out of the picture. So Taisus is forced into saying that my mishloshin doesn't work by by Ksuba. So then the sugya went back. The main theme of this sugya from the very beginning, from the first line on the bottom of Peches Amar Aleph, the first line, goes till Tzadik Amar Aleph till the Mishnah. So the main theme, the overall theme is Kenya Peres Kenya Gub Dami Kenya Peres Lav Kenya Gub Dami. And they're treating Nichse Muluk, that the husband has the right to Schus Peres. Our sugya is treating it like a Kenyan Peres. That's what Doros Amech said, that Taisus Mava Basin says not even so. Other sugyas disagree. It's not even Kenyan Peres, only a Schus Peres. But our sugya treats it as if the Baal has the Kenyan Peres and the Nichse Muluk, and the Isha has the Kenyan Aguf and the Nichse Muluk. So the Gemara had a Shaila. The Gemara had two Brises. If you knock out Shen V'yayin of an Eved Kenayni, the Eved Kenayni is Yotzei L'Cheres. It's only if the Odo knocks out the Shen V'yayin. If a stranger knocks out the Eved Kenayni doesn't go free. It doesn't apply to Eved Ibris. Shen V'yayin is only a din by Eved Kenayni. So the Gemara has two Brises, a Machlagis Al-Tanayim. Tani Chod Avdi Milug Yotzei M'Shen V'yayin Le'isha V'loi Le'ish. Tani Yidach Lo'i Le'ish V'loi Le'ish. So the Gemara says the issue is whether can you Paris, can you Aguv Dami or not? That's one pshat. The Gemara finally comes to that pshat over here. On Tzadik Amar Aleph, six lines from the top, Hochab, can you Paris, can you Aguv Dami or not? Or everybody agrees that Kenyan Paris, the Kenyan Paris is Lavki Kenyan Aguv Dami, so the issue should really be considered the Bailim. But the Shaila is the you hold from Takana Susha, that the wife doesn't have the ability to sell the Nichse Malug. So Takana Susha was Al Mualo Abonu Shibudi Debal, Uishi Shamacham Nichse Malug, the Mecher is not Chal. So just like she cannot sell it, so she's not the full Bailim in the Rabbanu, she's not the full Bailim to say that if she knocks out the Shem V'yayin, the Eved Ibris should go free. The Eved Kenayni should go free. Sure. So maybe that's the Shaila, whether you hold from Takana Susha, maybe one Brisa preceded, was written before the days of Takana Susha. Sure. That's the whole gist of the Gemara. So the Gemara then throws in a new svara. The Gemara has on three lines from the bottom of Pei Tes Amid Beis. Iboy Seima, Idi, both Brises. There's a Machlokes Hatanaim, whether the Avdi Melug Ayotzi M'Shem V'Yayin Le'Isha. So it could be Idi, both Brises. Dolacha Takana, the Isluhu Takana Susha. They both hold from Takana Susha. So La'achar HaTakone, and the Isha doesn't have the bailus to sell the Nichse Maluk, so she can't sell the Nichse Maluk. How come one Brisa says that the Avodim K'nainim Ayotzi M'Shem V'Yayin Le'Isha? El Mandama Le'Isha, why? My time. If she doesn't have a din bailum, the Rabbanan, Amu Rabbanan, she put it in Baal, so she doesn't have a din bailum. Zog the Gemara Kiddi Rove. Rove has a different din. So there's a machlekes hatanaim whether Rava's klal applies in this case or not. Hashem v'yayin. What's the Rava gizach? Let's say I borrowed $100,000 from someone else and I have to pay, and then I have assets. So I sell my karka to a lakeach. Then it comes time to collect. I don't have any money, so you have a right to collect from the lakuchas if it's a milvah b'shtar. Milvah b'shtar can collect from the lakuchas. Milvah apez only you can collect from him. You can't collect from the lakuchas. So what happens if I was let's say I had an Eved Kenayni, and they made an apoytiki, also avda apoytiki. They made an Eved as an apoytiki, and I sold the Eved. So if I sold the Eved, so you go from the Lakuchas. What happens if I was Meshachra the Eved? The Loiva was Meshachra the Eved. So if I would sell the Eved to Lakeach, then the Malva can go to Lakeach and collect. If I made an apoytiki on the Eved, like the Sheep and the Chos. But if I take the Eved, I'm a Shachar the Eved, so then the Malva is going to come, what's he going to do? He's going to take away the Eved Meshuchar. He's going to say, I'm going to reverse it. How can you reverse the Shichar? Taisus quotes Yerushalmi. Lo matzinu Eved here, Taisus 20 lines in, writes. Rivam, maybe Rami, Yerushalmi, lo matzinu Eved Meshtach, v'chayzu Meshtach, but it's impossible. Once the Loive is Meshachar, the Eved Kenayni, so he goes free, so there's no way to reverse it. When I sell the karka to Lakuchas, and there was a milva b'shtar, so there was a shiva nechasim. So that's what shiva nechasim is all about, that the malva can go collect from the Lakuchas. So just like I sell the property to Lakech, Lakech can sell it to someone else. Now the malva has a right to take it away from Lakech, bigviya sachay. But what if I was Meshachar the Eved Kenayni, so the shichur is chal. So what, he's going to revert back to become an Eved Kenayni? He's going to revert back to become an Eved Ivri. He never was an Eved Ivri. What's Shaykh? So the matzino. So that's why shichra is mafkei midei shiva. Same thing chametz. Let's say I had metaltalim. I had karka and metaltalim. Now normally shiva nechasim is only on karka. There is no shiva nechasim on metaltalim. Let's say he was meshabed metaltalim agav karka. The Gemara has a din that just like kinyan agav works to sell metaltalim agav karka. And the Mishnah in the first parak in Kiddushin, he can be makne metaltalim agav karka. So he can be meshabed metaltalim agav karka. Gemara is in Cheskes Abatim all over the place. So let's say I was meshabed. I have a big factory, a cookie factory, whatever, a bread factory. So I own a building, is karka, worth a fortune of money, and I have a freezer. I have lots of cookies and lots of breads and so on. So I was mishabed the karka, milvi vishtar, I made a shiva nechasim on the karka, and I was mishabed the metaltalim agav the karka. Fine? So the malva has a shiva nechasim on the metaltalim. Then comes chametz, and all the chametz, I never sold the chametz, the chametz comes also bano. So what are you going to do over here? So if I would have sold the chametz to Anochri, and then the Malva comes to collect in the middle of Pesach, so, or after Pesach, whatever, and I never bought it back. I sold it to Anochri, I never bought it back. So then he can collect the metaltalim, because I was meshabed the metaltalim agav karka. He has a right to collect from the metaltalim as well. That's what we write in every ksuba. The husband says, Nichsen de islan achrayis or de leislan achrayis. It's meshabed the karka. Nechas m'sheish l'machrayis means karka. Nechas m'deleis l'machrayis means metaltalim. It's m'shabit metaltalim agav karka. Some of the Rishonim say it's not exactly. In order to kinyan agav should work, you have to say tzorach loyma agav k'ni. You have to say I'm m'shabit with kinyan agav. If you just say I'm m'shabit nechas m'deis l'machrayis or deleis l'machrayis, so it's not agav, it's a little lower. So in that event, that's what half of the Rishonim say. Since the husband doesn't say explicitly, doesn't write into the ksuba, the word agav is only mishabed and metaltalim. Also, he never said agav. It's a very shver. He didn't say agav. So what? So some rishonim hold that you can only collect from yisaimim and not from lakuchas. In that case, by the ksuba, since he didn't say agav, so why can you collect from yisaimim? Metaltalim yasin leim shtabdil b'achav also not. So the answer is because he was mishabed in beferish, but he didn't say agav. So some say it only helps to collect from the Yisrael and not from the Kuvas.
Now this shibud would apply even if he sells the metaltalim to somebody else, the Malva would be able to collect from the Lokuchos.
Right.
Now this would
there be is a rule that ain't the Frayim and Chasim Shabbat and Bakum Shesh Benichar, because man that the husband has, he can't collect from.
But if it wouldn't be a shtar, you could do the same thing. The Mishabet, the metaltalim without a shtar would also work? Or Dafka, in the case of a shtar, can you do this?
You have to be mishabed agav the karka. So somehow you have to create a shibud on the karka. So the shibud on the karka is either created by a milvah v'shtar. That's
the
mishnah.
About chalipin?
Or chalipin. You can do
so
the same.
So you don't need a shtar. You can do chalipin.
Chalipin also.
Yeah. But what about the fact that they made a takana of seid l'kuchos because less like kol? They're not going to know about it.
No good takasha. Somehow they assume that just like if your karka is isle kol, so the agav, whatever is agav the karka, will also be isle kol. I don't know. I don't understand why, but that's what it says in the Gemara. That if you mishabed agav kar. So the Pashto says that that's what we do in the Ksub, in the Chosin Dislan Achrayis, or the Lislan Achrayis. The Ikaradin, it's only in the Chosin Dislan Achrayis. On the Taltalim, there is no Shibud. Allah says, mishabed explicitly, make agav. So that's what we do. He says explicitly, the Lislan Achrayis, mishabed and Taltalim agav kar. So let's say the Malva was mishabed his factory, which is karka, the karka that it's built on. With the building is bias and mechubal karka, didik karka. Then he mishabed all the bread that he has in the freezer, and then he didn't sell the chametz to goy. So the bread becomes asabano. So what are you going to say when it comes after Pesach and the malva comes to collect? You're going to say he can collect the bread. The bread is asabano. Well, it's not going to undo anything. So chametz is mafkei midei shibud. Once it becomes asabano, rafa, there's nothing you can do. There's no way to undo it. And the same is true regarding Hegdish. What do you mean Hegdish? I had a behemah. A behemah is the metaltalim. So what are we talking about? No. I have karka and I have a behemah. So I have a ranch, I have a farm, and I have behemahs. And I borrowed $100,000 for my farm. And then I was meshabed the metaltalim and the karka and the metaltalim agav the karka. I meshabed all the behemahs, all the herd. I was meshabed metaltalim agav karka. And then, so if I go and I'll sell the behemoth to Lekeach, the Malva has a right to collect, because I made a sheep in the chosim on the metaltalim agav of the karka, because he has the ability to collect from the Lekuchas. So, but if I'm magdish the behemah as a carbon, so then hegdish is mafkiya midei shibud. Then goodbye, goodbye Charlie. Then the malva cannot collect from the hegdish. If you magdish the behemah, lamizbeach, a carbon lamizbeach, then hegdish is mafkiya midei shibud. This is what Rava says. Oh my Rava, the last line. Oh my Rava, hegdish chametz v'shich mafkim de yeshiva. Usually in yeshivas you don't pay such attention. Who said it? No. You ask people who said hegdish, no one remembers. So Taisus makes a whole spiel over here. No, this is Rava l'shitasai. Taisus says if the din would have been like Abaye, this din wouldn't be true. And Psachim daf lamed is a machat. Taisus quotes Psachim daf lamed aleph. Taisa says, Rabba the Taimei. Taisa says on the sixth line from the top. This member of Rabba is Rabba the Shitasa, Rabba the Taimei. Why? If the din would have been like Abaye, he says some of these dinim wouldn't be true. The Chometz is going to be true anyway. But the Hegdish and the Shichur would not be true. Why? The Machlek is there, Abaye Rabba. If the Loiva borrows $100,000 and in the Shabbat all is Nachas. So the understanding is, like the Ritva writes in Kiddush and Daf Yud Gimel, and the Nesivis quotes this, and Simin Manvog and Chosh Mishma, that Shibud Nechosim is a Kinyan Lachatzoyim. It doesn't just mean that the Malva has a lien on the property of the Loiva, has a schus to collect. No, the Nechosim of the Loiva, the Karka, or if it's Meshabed Metaltalim Agav Karka, so the Metaltalim as well, everything is konui to the Malva with respect to Gviya Sachoyim. So let's say it comes out, the 3 years are up, and the farmer doesn't pay the $100,000 that he borrowed, and then the malva says, I want to foreclose. He comes and he takes away the whole farm and all the behemoths, and everything is equal to $100,000. Then says, it's all yours, you can take it. For what moment on do we declare that all of this property belongs to the malva? Everything is worth $100,000 altogether. So that's a machlekes abai v'rabes. Abai hoz l'mafreyehu goyvim. Balchoyv l'mafreyehu goyvim. If it turns out lebesof that the loiva doesn't pay, then we say from the moment that the shibud nechosim began, when did it begin? When he gave mashtar. Not necessarily going to be the same day that he borrowed the money. He borrowed the money one day, then he gives the loiva gives the shtar to the malva. A week later, till he gets around to writing shtar, it takes him a week. Or let's say they made a kinyan chalipin. How do you create shibud nechosim? Either with shtar kinyan chalipin. Let's say he lent them the money one day, then he made a kinyan chalipin, and he made a shtar a week later. From that moment on, that he made the Shim Nechasim, all of the Nechasim of the Loiva knuim to the Malva with respect to Gviya. So what does that Losha mean? So Abaye says, what it means is it's a Kinyan ala Tanai. In the event that the Loiva doesn't pay up Lebesov, the Nechasim belong to the Malva from that moment, Lamafrehu Goiva. If it's Lamafrehu Goiva, so then the Loiva had no right to be Magdish the Behem as a carbon. The Loiva had no right to be Mshachad the Avaknaini. What's going on? So Rava's memory is Rava l'shitasa. That's how we talk a paskin. Whenever there's a machlekes abaye v'rava, we usually paskin like Rava, except for the Yalka Gam, the six cases. So this is one of the many cases where the din is like Rava.
It's going to be either by the Rav Raya.
Yeah, it'll be Shaloi b'shusa, yeah. It'll be either by Rava.
He can't sell it because it's not his yet. What can he do? He has no answer.
He should have sold it. Why? It'll turn out later. That would have Shaloi b'shusa. The Loiva was holding it as a pikotna for him. The loiva should have sold it. The loiva is a shomer. It'll turn out the loiva was a shomer for the malva. In the event that it's going to be collected, it'll be sold. It'll turn out that the loiva was the shomer, and the shomer had the responsibility to sell it. If he doesn't sell it, then he'll be chayv to pay mitam posheh. Okay. The shomer sheposheh has to pay.
The ritvos chedesh, does that only happen nafkamina according to Abaye, or the rubber? What's the nafkamina? So it's a kinyan lechatzon.
No, there are other nafkaminas. Let's say, how does it work? How did the Gemara come up in such an einfall that agav works? Why should agav work to me mishabin metalfonim agav kark? The answer is, because shiva nechasim, the whole vart of shiva nechasim is a kinyan lechatzon. It's a partial kinyan. So that's why agav works. That's why there's a whole sugya in the end of Bava Basra. There's a shaila in the Gemara whether the ekni works. I can't. There's machleks on man. The rabbanon can you be makna dovish labaliyot? So we paskin against Reb Meir. We paskin ain on a makna dovish labaliyot. So let's say I'm negotiating to buy the building across the street. Middle of negotiation. They're not going to sell it to you. They don't like you. They like me. So I'm in the middle of negotiating. And you want the building. I don't really need it. So I make a kinyan now. If and when I ever acquire ownership of the building, I give you over ownership of the building at that time. Should it says dovish labaliyot? It doesn't work. So the Gemara has a shaila, cannot be mishabed a davish lo bal yom. I'm borrowing $100,000 and I have no assets. That's what Tosis raises the question. The first Tosis in Perek Afal Pi in Ksubas. A chosin gets married, he's learning in the yeshiva, doesn't have a penny to his name. He's mishabed. Mishabed. So much money. $100,000 for the Ksuba, Nik Ksuba, Tesef Ksuba. So Tosis says, the chol, it doesn't exist. It's, everything is a davish lo bal yom. He doesn't have anything. The Taisa says he exists, so he can make a shi. Taisa finally answers, a shibir aguf he can make because he exists. What about the shib and the chasim? So that's what we always write. We're mishabid dikanoi, uda oser ano le mikta. Mishabid in a chasim that I possess already, dikanoi, uda oser ano le mikta, and the karkos that I plan to buy in the future, and the metaltlin that I plan to buy in the future. I'm mishabid the metaltlin magav the karka, and I have nothing now. So I'm making a shibir on a dovish lo baliyar. So the Gemara has a suffix whether such a thing works, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion that yes, that it does work. So why was there an issue in the first place? Because kinyan, because shibud is a form of a kinyan, and you can't make a kinyan on a davish labaliyom. So that's why the Gemara raised the question: can you make a shibud on a davish labaliyom? The question is: what was the maskana? How can the Gemara come to the conclusion that yes? So what you have to break your head, you're still not going to come up with anything. So he says it's only mederabba. On the level of the rice, it can't be. It's the chadovish lo bal yom. How can you make a kinyan on the chadovish lo bal yom? So the whole institution of being mishabed, the ekni, shibud the ekni, to be mishabed, the osen, on all the mikdeh, what it's going to buy, only exists mit the rabban. On the level of the rice, it doesn't exist. The other nachkamin is also all based on this assumption of the ritvo and the nesivis, that shibud nechosim is a kinyan lachatzoin. It's a form of an ownership. So that's what Taisa says, that this rabba is lishitosa. The rabba holds that the hegdish and the shichur amafkim edei shibud, the chametz is going to be l'chol ha'deis anyway, even according to Abai. But the hegdish and the shichur amafkim edei shibud is only the rabba lishitosa, that the balchob is only kind of mikana lahabo. So the behemah with the evikanaini still belonged to the loive at the time that he was mishachur, at the time that he was magdashit. But if the din would have been like Abai, that Lamafreya who gave, then there wouldn't be such a din. And you couldn't say the Hegdish and Shichur Amafkim and Eshim. And Rabbi proves his point from Mishnayot. This long Tosfos on Tzadik Amud Aleph says, why did Rabbi only say Hegdish Chometz with Shichur? There are more things that Amafkim and Eshim. Tosfos says the other things are Gemaras, but they're not Mishnayot. These three are Rafin and Mishnayot are Brises. Hani klas shnuim b'masnis no b'braisin. Taisa tells you where the last 10 lines in Taisa. They say all the three of the Ferish and Mishnai. So the Ferish and Mishnai, so it's a hechoche against Abaye. According to Abaye, the hegdash and the shichu shenapim afkim adeshi, because the loive didn't have didn't belong to him. The gloi Muslim affair, it always belonged to the malveh from the time that the shiv nechasim began. So this that's what Tosis explains on this Gemara. Rashi, Be'erim Sochim on Daf Lamed Aleph, gives a different interpretation of what's going on. Rashi wants to explain how does Shimon Chosin work in general. I borrow $100,000, I'm shabbat my farm, my apartment building, whatever. And then I don't have I gambled away all the money. I lost all of my money. And then I sold the building. I sold the building and I gambled away all the money. I lost it. So you go to the lekech and you collect it. So how does that work? You go to the lekech. So that's the din of Shimon HaChasim. How do we understand Shimon HaChasim? According to Abayi Lamafrei HuGoyva, according to Rabbah, how do you understand Shimon HaChasim? It's only Mikana La'abo HuGoyva. So the Shaila is, what right does the Malva have to go take away the karka from the lekuchas? What right do they have? The Lukuchas never borrowed any money over here. So what does it mean, Shimon HaChasim? So the answer is, what if I have a building and I sold it to Reuven? Then I'm a crook. The next week I sell the same building to Shimon. I write a whole shtachoy. So whoever bought it first wins. The one who bought it second. I'm a ganav. I can't sell the same building a second time. So here, when I borrowed $100,000 and I gave you a shtar, Shimon HaChasim written in a shtar, Shimon HaChasim is a kinyan lachatzai. Means I was maknet to you the building, not 100% that it's yours. You have a right to collect the rent. No, with respect to gviyas hachayva belongs to you. So then later on, if after 3 years when it's time, he gives mana piron, If I have assets and I pay you, so shine. So I paid you the chayv. If I don't have the ability to pay the chayv, and I already sold the karka, and the only way for you to collect the chayv is by taking away from the lakeach, so what right do you have to take away from the lakeach? So the answer is because you're the lakeach rishon. It's considered as if I sold it to you, not a kinyan me'achsha, we pass on like grove mikana labo. It's a kinyan mikana labo, but it's considered as if you're the lakeach rishon. So if I sold it to you first, then I sold it to him. So that's where you have a right to take it away from the lakeach. That's how Tosis understands. A shibud is a kinyan lachatzoyin. And the reason why the malve has a right to take away from the lakeach, because the malve who has a shibud lachasim is considered as if he were the lakeach rishon. Rashi, there in Pesachim, does not learn like that. Rashi is bothered with this question. What is Shibun HaChosim all about? Bishleim, if you hold like Abaye, the Mafrehu Goyva, a statement. It's a Kenyan ala Tanai. If the Loiva doesn't pay, these Nachosim belong to the Malva Me'achshav. Find that, we understand. But Rashi doesn't hold from this. It's a Kenyan la Chazman. He's the Lekech Rishon. How can he be the Lekech Rishon? The Lekech bought it before. I made a Shibun HaChosim to you. I borrowed $100,000. I'm a Shab in my apartment building to you. But you have no right to do anything in the apartment building. I have a lot of money now. Then later I sell the apartment building to Lekech. So it belongs to Lekech. Then all of a sudden you say no. 2 years after I sold it to Lekech, I have no assets to pay the Malva. So the Malva forecloses. So it's a Goy Mosel Mafre. It always belonged. No, but it didn't always belong to the Malva Lamafre. It's only Mikana Labo. Mikana Labo, so how is he the Lekech Rishon? He's not the Lekech Rishon. The Lekech who bought it 2 years ago, he's the Lekech Rishon. So Rashi doesn't hold from this story, Lekech Rishon's story. It doesn't make sense. So Rashi says, the reason why you collect, the Malva has a right to collect from the Lukuches, is because it's a Gloi, Milsala Mafreya, that the Loiva had no right to sell it. What do you mean had no right to sell it? In order to be a Bailim, to be able to sell, that's what we learned on Samachtes and Afayin, Machlege Satanoim and Machlege Zabiechon Vishlok Shadapaskin, and the din is like Rabbi Yechon, it has to be Shaloi Ubir Shusai. What does it mean, b'shusa? Shaloi means I own it. B'shusa means I have accessibility. It's accessible to me. So if the loiva has assets, I borrowed $100,000, and I have now a lot of real estate. I have the factory with the chometz and the freezer, and I have an apartment building. I have everything. I'm a wealthy person. I have all the assets. But then I'm going to sell the karka to a lakeach. And now it's going to turn out that Malva has no assets to collect from. So I had no right to sell a karka to a lakeach. He's selling the karka to Lekech. I sold it and I took the money and I gambled away the money. Sure, on the horse races. I said, goodbye. I gambled away the money. Well, boy, there's nowhere to go get the money. But the karka is here. So we say you had the loive really had no right to sell that karka to Lekech. That's what caused the hefset to the malve. So therefore, although the malve is not goyvel mafreya, we don't hold like Abai. He's only goyvel mikana labor. When he makes the gviya, but we declare that the loiva b'shas ma'isa, when he sold it, really had no right, that wasn't fair on his part. He had no right to sell it. So we declare, Rashi writes, even though the karka was shaloi, but it was zeina b'shusai. So since it was zeina b'shusai, the mechira wasn't valid. So when you're collecting from the lakech, in truth, you're collecting from the loiva. It's a gloi muslim afreya that the sale to the lakech wasn't valid, and you're really collecting from the loiva. So if you're collecting from the loiva, so why don't you say the same by the hegdish? If the loiva is magdish, is behemoth. The whole issue, the loiva was mishabit, he borrows $100,000, and he's mishabit the whole farm with all the behemoths agav of the farm. Otherwise, if you're not mishabit, the metalton agav karka, so there is no shibun l'chosman, so there's nothing to discuss. So that means, even though I made an agav, I was mishabit the metalton agav karka, I was mishabit the behemoths. But then I go ahead and I magdish it. So he says, the hegdish is makim, but that's a mishnah. So the shaila is, how can that be? But in order to be magdish, you have to have shaloi b'shus also. So that's what Tosis says. Tosis in Gittin, that mem and beis demolishes Rashi shita. They ask the kasha and Rashi. If Rashi holds the reason why you're going from the lakuchas is that it's a gloi muslim afreya. It was really the loy had no right to sell it. So it's really any b'shusa. So any b'shusa said the sale wasn't valid. So the malva is really collecting from the loive, not from the lakeach. Why don't you say the same by Heglish? So the tzais, the tzais asked Akasha, so they say Rashi is wrong. All Rashi is wrong. It's not correct that it's ain't a b'shusai. The sale is valid. How do you collect from the lakuches? So the tzais says, because he has a sheep in the chosim. It makes a gviya, he's gaiva. So the tzais quotes the tzais v'harash, who gives the answer, that you only need shaloi b'shusai.
That's what the Gemara earlier on Ayin Vav.
That what?
That you're not being machna to hekdesh. It's still mekar to rudim mashi to rudim. Like dushas aguf, you're not being machna to hekdesh.
Yeah.
It's still in my rishus, even when I'm. It's just a chalos iser.
Right. So he makes such a, the Tosfei Rashi makes such a distinction that it depends. Rashi knows from the Gemara. Rashi and Tosfei know from the Gemara that hegdish is makim deshiv, but it's only if you makdish it as a carbon. But if you makdish it leberek abayis, then the hegdish is not makim deshiv. So the Tosfei Rashi says within Rashi that this is the biur. In order to be makdish something leberek abayis, you have to have shaloi b'shusai. But in order to be magdish something, the kachim is bech, you don't need b'shusai. It's enough with shaloi. The pashta says this is statement is against the Gemara's before. The Gemara before talks about requiring shaloi u'b'shusai for hegdash of karbanos. It's a peladika Tosfei Rosh, but that's what the Tzais quotes. We don't have it in the Tosfei Rosh. I don't know what Tzav Yari had. And our Tosfei Rosh, I don't think we have it on any of the Gemara's, but that's what the Tzais quotes such a Tzav Yari of a Tosfei Rosh he had. The Rashi Shita is that in order to be Magdish the Mizbeach, it's just Hatfasas Kedushi, not making a Shini and Bailas, not a Shini Mishus, like you say. So that's why you don't need Shaloi Bishus, it's enough if it's Shaloi. But if you would be Magdish it, Berek HaBaisa, for that you would need the Bishus as well. So Tais doesn't agree with the Rashi. Tais says the whole thing doesn't make any sense. If you collect from the Lukuches, it's not Pshat, it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya, that he had no right to sell it, and therefore you're collecting from the Loiva. What are you going to, Tosfos has this time also. What are you going to say if the loiva died? So the Rashi and Tosfos are all bothered with the question. What right does the mother have to chepe the lekuchas? The lekech is not guilty of it. He's innocent. He didn't borrow the money from the malva. So why does the mother have a right to collect from the lekech? So Rashi answers, he's not collecting from the lekech. Since it was a b'shus of the loiva had no right to sell it, to be mavriachit from the malva's gviyah. So it's Eina B'shusa. So it comes out that the sale was never valid and the Gvir is really Minei. So according to Rashi, you can ask a better question. What do you do if the Loivet dies and you collect from the Yisoyim? But what right do you have to take the money from the Yisoyim? They never borrowed the money. You're going to say the Loivet had no right to die. So therefore it's considered as if he's still alive. Still alive, so you collect him from the Loivet. You starve? What do you mean he had no right to die? He's dead. You can say he had no right to sell it. So Rashi says Eina B'shusa. So the sale wasn't valid. It's considered as if it's Gvir Minei. What are you going to say by Yisayman? How do you collect from the Yisayman?
According to him, it's the between
Abaya
and
Rava.
If you had no right to sell it, so basically it's
a Mefreya.
I could
rub
a whole
Mikana Mahabogai. No, Abaya holds that the Shibud means a Kinyan ala Tanai. Rava holds not a Kinyan ala Tanai. It's Meshubit to the Malve.
But a Kinyan ala Hatsai. There's always his.
No,
always
it?
The life.
No. It was the loivas, it was Eina B'shusav, it was Shaloiv Eina B'shusav the loiva. So the loiva, Rashi holds the loiva had no right to sell it to Lokech. But then it's considered as if it still belongs to the loiva. Then the malva will be goiva now, Mikan Labo. When he makes the gvi, it'll belong to Mikan Labo.
He had no right to sell all the geese and the of all the years should belong to the
loiva. No. All the years that belong to the loiva 100%. Just the selling, he had no right to sell. Because it turns out that selling was what causes the malva to be unable to collect his chayv.
He had no right to sell it, so it never was the lekeach.
Never was?
Never was the lekeach. Never was
right.
His. So all of the geese and the bodies, all of the years that he had.
Belongs to the loiva.
He should have to give it back.
To the loiva.
Huh?
To the loiva.
Yeah, is that the halacha?
No. Of course not the halacha. That's a shver Rashi. That's what Tosfos says. The Rashi is very shver. Rashi and Pesachim says like that.
How is it Eino Bershusa? What happened? I was Meshabedit, so I wasn't.
So there's one kind of Eino Bershusa Gozal, Lenin's Yashar Bailim. If the Gazan has a Kinyan Gzela, that's one form of Eino Bershusa. Then there's another form of Eino Bershusa. I own property, and I'm restricted in my rights and privileges, what I have to do. So if I want to act, I want to behave normally, I have a factory, I have a farm, I want to run my factory on a farm, fine. But if I'm going to go sell the farm or the factory to Lekeach, and then gamble away all the money, and then it's going to turn out that Malva has nothing to collect from. So I had the right to do that.
By Gazlan, I understand, right? Because the Gazlan, halachically, we say it's Birshus HaGazlan right now. Hashenken over
doesn't
here.
It doesn't have to be Birshus HaGazlan. We just declare it's ain't the Birshus of the Nigzal.
I thought it's because of the Kinyan Exela that now we're...
Because of the Kinyan Exela, so we say it's ain't the Birshus of the Nigzal. You don't accomplish it. You don't say it's Birshus of the Gazlan. If it's not Shaloisa, it's insignificant. You don't say it's B'shusa. Just say it's any B'shusa of the Nigzal. So here also Rashi holds that this is called the Einah B'Shusai of the Loive. The Loive had no right to sell it. Very shver. Aval, it's very shver. The whole Rashi is a parable. So that's what Tosis and Gittin, big Tosis. So Tosis disagrees. Tosis disagrees. Tosis doesn't want to quote Rashi by name. He said, there are those who learn this pshat. So those who learn that pshat, that's Rashi and Psachim Daf Lamed. And Tosis says it doesn't make any sense. Can't be. Can't say that it's Einah B'Shusai. Yeah. So how, according to Tosis, how do you understand? Rashi is machiach from the Gemara that hekdish is mafkei midei shibud is only if you magdish it lemizbeach. If you magdish it leberek abayis, then the hekdish is not mafkei midei shibud. So why is there a difference? So the Tzais quotes in the name of the Tosfei Harosh. We don't know where that is. Where that Tosfei Harosh is. So he quotes that there's a difference when you magdish lemizbeach. You're only giving kedusha. Magdish leberek abayis. You're transferring ownership. They call it toward the roof. Mali machro lehedyer. Mali machro lagavoyas. Mamish a shine bailen. That's why in order to be magdish leberek abayis, you have to have shaloi b'shusa. To be magdish lemizbeach, you don't need b'shusa. It's enough shaloi. So the word itself that Rashi said is not true. It's what the Tosfei Harosh said within Rashi. It's against the whole sugya. The sugya
really?
Says b'feirish.
That's Pashas in the Gemara and I involved, no? And Tosfos and I involved. He says to the steerer whether or not Dalin Vehei is a mechira to hekdish is a chiluk between bedek abayis and...
The distinction is based on a distinction that is accepted la'alocha. The Tosfos has a chiluk when you're magdish lebedek abayis, it's a haknoa. It's a shinui bailis. Magdish lemizbeach, it still belongs to me, and just matfis kedusha. But still, the Gemara said earlier, to be magdish lemizbeach, you have to have shaloi b'shusai. The Gemara says, if the gazlan stole my behema, and I'm a magdish, so the Gemara said, my hekdish is not chal according to Rabbi Yechonah, even though I'm magdish lemizbeach.
It's clear from the Gemara there that
yeah.
It's kedusha
zagosh. Kedusha zagosh lemizbeach, a korban, yeah. It's a very difficult taste. So the Rashi is very difficult. We know what he says. It's clear. But it's very difficult. It's against all the Gemara. So Tosfos doesn't accept it. So according to Tosfos, it is shaloi b'shusa of the loiva. Because the din is mikana lahabo goiva. If the din would have been lemafreya goiva, so it's ain't a shaloi of the loiva. It wasn't his. The malva is goiva lemafreya. So the din is like Rabba, and Rabba l'shitasa says, hegdish and shichur, amafkiv neshi, but it's shaloi, it's b'shusa, alugutazach, and everything. So if the loiva sells it to lokeach, the malva has a right to collect because he has shib nechasim. He's considered lokeach rishon, shver avot. Why is he lokeach rishon? But the lokeach bought it now, and he only comes to collect his mana piron is later. So why is he the lokeach rishon? Is a problem. But that's what Tosfos holds. He's considered the lokeach rishon. Shib nechasim is a kinyan lachatzon. So then, what's by hegdish? So why is it that hegdish is mafkim de shibud? Why shichur mafkim de shibud?
The sheni, whatever he had, the loiva had was he had this chavis, but if he wouldn't pay, the other person had a right to divine it. So that's what I sold to him.
Right.
What do I need all this turf for?
No. So that's what Tosfos says. That's what Tosfos says. But Tosfos knows they have to distinguish between what Rashi said is a gemara. You have to distinguish between if you're magdushit leberek abayis or magdushit lemizbeach. So if he magdish it lemizbeach, so he's not going to get it back. Malva is not going to get it back. Magdish it leberek abayis, the malva will get it back. Why? So that's what Tosfos explains. The malva has a right to get it back because when the malva takes it, b'toras gevias sachayv, that's a kinyan. Whenever you kind of something, so the malva comes to lekeach and he says, I have no assets to collect, so I'm going to take away the karka from you. So the kinyan that he makes is the gevias. The gviya is the equivalent of a kinyan. When he comes to the hegdish and he says, I have to take it away, the Torah is piron achayv, the loiva who is magdish it to you, owed me $100,000. I'm coming, I'm going to make a gviya. So Tosfos says, gviya is a form of kinyan. Gviya doesn't require another kinyan. Gviya itself constitutes a kinyan. When the malva comes to collect the chayv, let's say that Tosfos writes in... Tosfos writes in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Tesem and Beis, we pass like this in Halacha, that let's say if I give a matana to a cotton, so there's a das acheres makna, then the cotton is koinim in Atar. That's how we pass. But Tosfos, the cotton has no kinyan, means that the cotton picks up a dovishal hefka. But if there's a das acheres makna, Godel giving a matana to the cotton, then the cotton is koinim in Atar. So that's how we pass. But Tosfos had another day there, assuming no, even if you give a das acheres makta, the cotton is only koinim in the rabbanon. But there are gemaras, there are psukim and chumash, that there exists a case that the katan is kohen min haTorah. Not that he got a yerusha from his father. He's a ger katan. He has no father. So how can he have? How can the ger katan have any assets? So Taisa says he agreed to shovel the snow for me, or to wash the dishes, and I promised I'll pay him $10. So he did the work. I have to give him the money. So how does that help? So when I give him the $10 of Aita, there's a das acheres makna. So we paskin das acheres makna is good enough. But according to that day in Tais, das acheres makna is not good enough. So why is he kind if I give him the $10? So the answer is Tais clearly is saying, the Nesivis points it out. Tais is saying, I agree to pay him $10 if he shovels the snow. He shoveled the snow, so I'm a shubit. That's the din of shibud of schiris pilem. I'm a chiv to pay him the money. He's a cotton, but I'm a bar chiyuva, I'm a godel, I'm after bar mitzvah. So I become a shubit, I agree to pay him $10 if he shovels the snow. So when I give him the money, he's kind of the money because he made a gvias achayv. When you make a piran achayv, you don't need a kinyan. Let's say I owe you $10. I say, oh, I forgot, here's the $10, I leave it on the table. And it's in the middle of shir, so you don't want to take the money right now. You're in the middle of davening, whatever, you're saying ashrei. So you don't want to take it now. So the din is, since I put it in the makam amishtamer, you're kind of the $10 without a kinyan hakbo, without a kinyan chotza. Not a kinyan yet. You don't have to make a kinyan on it. Once I make a piron achayv and it's you made a gviya, so you don't need kinyanim for that. So that's what Taisa says. If I owe the cotton $10 and I pay him the money, the cotton is kind of an atara. You don't need his kinyan with my das acheres makta. You don't need the whole thing. Piron achayv itself is a kinyan. So Taisa says when the malva comes to the lukuchas and he wants to be goyva the karka, he's entitled. He has shiv nechazim. He has a right to make a gviya. But he makes the gvir, that constitutes the kinyan. He doesn't have to pay the lakech any money. When it comes to hegdish, so it depends what kind of hegdish is it. Is it hegdish that's only kedushas domim, or is it kedushas haguf? It's not the way Rashi said. Rashi said, echelikten kachim isbech and kachim bere kabayis. Tosis is not saying like that. Half of kachim isbech is also kedushas domim. Let's say I set aside $100 bill in order to buy a korban from it. So that's kedushas domim, lam isbech. If I set aside the animal itself, that's kachem izbech, that's kedusha guf. But if I set aside money to buy a carbon, that's kedusha zdamim ram izbech. So there's a difference between kedusha guf and kedusha zdamim. Kedusha guf doesn't have any pidyon unless it gets a mum kavua, then you can make pidyon. But kedusha zdamim always has pidyon. That's what it's all about. Kedusha zdamim means only it's only kodesh ledamav that you can be paided, and it'll be yotze lechul. So Taisa says, and what does pidyon mean? What does it mean when someone comes to Hegdash and you pay it? So some think mistakenly pidyon means, oh, the Hegdash is worth $100. Let's say Hegdash has an animal worth $100. I give $100, so the Kedusha goes off from the animal onto the money, so Mimele, the Kedusha was emptied off from the animal. So Taisa says, wrong. That's not what it means, pidyon. Pidyon doesn't mean Havaras Kedusha. I transfer the Kedusha from this to this. Maybe by pidyon Maishasheni, that's what it means. That could be. Maishasheni has Kedusha, so maybe it means I'm transferring the Kedusha onto the money. Maybe that's a pshat by Pidyon Maishasheni, but by Pidyon Hegdash, I said it's not. Pidyon Hegdash works because it's a Kinyan Kesef. Whenever, let's say, the Beis HaMikdash itself is not for sale. So the Gizbah is going to auction off, he's going to auction off to the Heisman, he's going to sell the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. So he had no right to sell it, there's nothing to discuss. So the Mechira is not valid. But if he has something that is for sale, the Gizbar is in charge of all the Hegdash. He has things that have Kedushas Damim. Someone donated an elephant to the Beis HaMikdash. What are they going to do with an elephant? They're going to auction off to the highest bidder. They're going to use the money. So that's what it's aimed for. So of course it has Pidyon. And what does Pidyon mean? Pidyon means if somebody was kind of it, so he buys up the ownership. It belongs to him. It belongs to him. He's not the Hegdash. I mean, hey, look, the Kedusha disappears. He doesn't have to give the money and have the Kedusha go from the behemoth, from the elephant onto the money. The only thing is, there's no other way to be kainah. Well, the gizbah has no right to be maknid aidei hakbor, aidei chalipa. He only has the right to be makna aidei kinyan kesef. It says, v'nasan ha-kesef v'kamlo. The only kinyan that works by hegdish is kesef. So Taisa says, no, kesef works, or gviya. If you have gviya shibudim, that also works. So if the malva comes and he has the legal right to take away the hegdish, bipiron achoyv, let's say the loiva had an elephant. Is Magdish the elephant, either the Berek HaBais or the Damim, Kedusha Damim, the Kachem is Be'er. Either case. So that Kedusha that he made, the Hegdish that he made, lends itself to Pidyon. And what does Pidyon mean? Pidyon doesn't mean Havaras HaKedusha, Mizeh Lozeh. So he says, not necessarily so. That's another din. If you paid money, so Hegdish is Tefes is Damim. That's the second din. But it goes in two steps. First, I say, I bought up the heck. Let's say I gave $100 for the elephant. So I gave $100. I'm kind of the elephant with kesef. And even if you hold Dvar Torah Mo'ez are not kindness, even if one hold like Rish Lakish, Dvar Torah Mo'ez are not kindness, but by Hegdush the Pasuk says, V'nas na kesef akamlo, that's L'chola days. Rashi says that's the mocker for Rabbi Yechanan to say that Dvar Torah Mo'ez kindness, because it says by Hegdush V'nas na kesef akamlo. But by Hegdush for sure that's a din deraiz. So if I give $100 to be kind of the elephant, so the first step you say is the elephant belongs to me because I was kind of with a kinya kesef. That's number one. Then I say Hegdush is Tefes is Damov. Since I was koina the elephant by giving and once he say the elephant belongs to me, it already doesn't have any kedusha. Because mana belongs to Hegdush, it has kedusha. Once I bought it with the kinya kesef, it doesn't have any kedusha. It's yotzei l'chulin. Then as a second step, after you say it belongs to me and therefore it doesn't have kedusha, as a second step I say, and by the way, there's a halacha that Hegdush is Tefes is Damov. The $100 bill that I gave becomes nitfas b'kedusha because Tefes is Damov. But it's not because I transferred the Kedusha from the elephant to the money, so therefore the Kedusha goes off of the elephant. No, it's in the opposite order. I was kind of the elephant with a kinya and kesef, that by Hegdush L'chola days works. Nos na kesef v'kamla, it's a pasuk. I'm kind of the elephant with the $100, and therefore the elephant is yetzel l'chum because he's mine. It's only Kodesh when it belongs to Hegdush. And since I gave the $100 in order to be kind of the elephant, sets in a second in, the Hegdush is Teifus is Dama. This Gemol Tahechetim, Tzataisa says, that a Hedyot will be kind of something from Hegdush without giving the $100. How is that? The Gizbar is not authorized to make a Kenyan, to give away Matonis. He's going to give away, he's not authorized, he's not a Gizbar. No, but this is not a Matona. The Malva has a Sheba Nechosim. Sheba Nechosim has a right to make a Gviyah. So just like when he goes to the Lakeach, the Malva goes to the Lakeach, he makes a Gviyah, he's legally entitled to. Gviyah, the Sheba Nechosim over here. He goes, he makes a Gviyah, doesn't have to pay for it. So when he makes a Gviyah from Hegdush, he also doesn't have to pay for it. So that's what Taisa says, a Gviyah Sachayv that the Malva does is the equivalent of Pinyan Hegdush. Because Pinyan Hegdush means Kinya Kesef. When the Gizbar has the legal right, Gizbar has no right to sell the structure, the Beis HaMikdash, unless the Bez Nagadol authorizes him, where they want to sell it and buy and make a new one. Okay, but if the Gizbar has no right to do Vilde Zachen, but so the Gizbar has no right to give away things of Hegdush. If he would have the right to give away, it would be Yotzei L'chulin with the Kinyan Matana. But it says in Chumash, you need a Kinyan Kesef. Nasta Kesef Ekamlo. But the Gviya Shibudim, that's the equivalent of a Kinyan Kesef. So once the Malve takes away the Hegdush, if it's only Kedushas Domim, once the Malva takes it away, then just like Pidyon would be Mafkir the Kedusha, so to the Gviya Shibudim, it belongs to the Malva, so the Mela, it's always Kedusha. And it doesn't have to give anything instead. It's a mistake that people think that Pidyon Hegdush means we're Malva the Kedusha from this to this, and the Mela the Kedusha went off in the Hegdush. No, that's not the way it goes. Once you coin it up from Hegdush, you make it Kinyan Kesem, that's not Kesem. Once you coin it from Hegdush, the Mela belongs to the Hedyot, belongs to the private person. So Mela there's no Kedusha. And the money is Nitzvah's Kedusha. It's a second in Hegdush's Tefes is Dom. So that's how Tesis explains this cloud. Why there's a difference between Kedusha's Mizbeach and Kedusha's Perekabai's Kedusha's Mizbeach is Mavkim and Deshibud. Why? Because it doesn't lend itself to Pidyon. So if it doesn't lend itself to Pidyon, so what's a Gviyah is not going to help. Pidyon just, Gviyah means I'm kind of without any need for a Maisi Kinyon. Whenever you need a Maisi Kinyon, the one and only Kinyon is Kesef. No other Kenyan is going to work by Hegdush. It has to be Kesef. Gviyah is a way to be kind of without a Kenyan. There's no need for any Kenyan. That's an Esivas has many Harchokas. You don't need any Kenyan, just make a Gviyah. So on Kedusha's Domim, whether Lam is Beach or the Vedek HaBais, if it's only Kedusha's Dom, lends itself to Pidyon, then it lends itself to Biyotze L'chul and I dig Gviyah. But if it's Kachem is Beach, then it's not going to work.
Right.
Yeah.
When I do a Kenyan Kesef, what's the fascist is I owe you a thing's worth $100, but I take a quarter. And that we do the havara with a quarter. So now, according to the way we're explaining, so really the kedushas damim should be only chal on the kesef that we're doing the ma'isa kinyan with.
That's right.
So the rest of the actual shavius of the chayfets, the rest that zakif alayv milva, is there's no kedushas damim on that.
No, unless he gives it all at the same time. The gizbar has no right. That's like giving it away as a gift. The Gizbar has no right to table. This is worth, let's say, $200. So the Gizbar is going to say, you'll take the table for a quarter, and you'll pay me the remaining $199.75 later. So he has no right to do that. He has no right to do that. He's supposed to say, I want the full $200.
So the by hektar should be different.
If he'll do it, if he'll give it for a quarter, so then the Gemara says that sometimes, but yevet, not always, sometimes he'll say, hektar shavaman, shechel shavaput mechulo. Sometimes he'll say it. Sometimes he'll say the gizbar had no right to do it. So, not a gizbar. The gizbar is acting like a shliach on behalf of a hektar. He has no right to do something that's ridiculous. That's why Tesis limits that din. What do you mean? The gizbar had no right to sell $100 hektish for a nickel. So Tesis says it only applies in a case where you don't need a gizbar, only for the guy himself. I was magdashit and I can be paid it, b'shavut pruta. But the gizbar has it. He has no right to sell it for a quarter. Where did Rashi and Tesis get this whole idea from? That hegdish is mafkeimah de shibud. They both said approximately the same, not exactly the same. Rashi says that hegdish is mafkeimah de shibud is only kotche mizbeah as opposed to kotche berek abayis. Tesis didn't say like that. Tesis said hegdish dushas aguf as opposed to dushas damin. There's a major nafkmina. Well, Rashi is stamshver. It just doesn't. It's not oizgal. Tell it, digger Rashi. But so there's a difference between the Rashi said and Tesis said. What about Kedusha's damim lamizbeach? Kedusha's damim lamizbeach. So where did they get this whole story from? So they proved it from various Gemaras that if you magdish leberek habayis, that's not mafkiyah medeshiva. That's really not mafkiyah medeshiva. So that's how Rashi and Tesis answered it. Oh, hegdish mafkiyah medeshiva is kotchim mizbeach and. And the Gemara that says that it's the Hekdesh not Mafkima de Shibud, that's Kudusha's Damim, or the Lebedek Abayish. Tosis earlier quotes the Rabbi Natam, who denies this whole Vart. He says, just not true. So Tosis says, Mikan Yesh Lochiach, Kosh Mikan the Rabbi Natam. So enough in the Gemara, Lamed Gimel and Beis. There's a little Tosis there, Mishum de Rabba Bo. The Tosis says, the Rabbi Natam said a different Vart. Tefarem for this theory. There are two Gemaras. Sometimes they say Hekdesh is mafkimi de shibud, and sometimes it says Mikra din Hekdesh is not mafkimi de shibud. Just shaloyomer Hekdesh yotze b'le pidyon. So it said make a superficial pidyon. Make believe you're doing pidyon. Mikra din, you don't have to do pidyon because the Hekdesh was not mafkimi de shibud. So when is it yet? When is it no? So Rashi and Taisus said, oh, if it's Kedushas Mizbeach, Kedushas Gufla Mizbeach, then it's mafkimi de shibud. But Rekabai says, not mafkimi de shibud. Rabbi Natam says, no, it's all wrong. He says, the hegdish is mafkim de shibud is metaltalim. And the Gemara that's hegdish is not mafkim de shibud is karka. The teretz to the stira, when is hegdish mafkim, when is not the teretz is kedusha guf lamizbech versus kedusha's berek abayis, kedusha's dam. Teretz is, here we're talking about a behema. How strong is the shibud of the malve on the nichse haloiva? So we're talking over here that he was meshabed the metaltalim. Hegdash, the loiva was magdash a carbon, a behem is a carbon. Chametz is metaltalim. So how's the shibud nechas metaltalim? So he said he made a shibud agav. He was meshabed the metaltalim agav the karka. So it's a regular shibud. So Rabbi Natam says with the agav alts metaranda with the whole story nichsen the leis lachrais. It's still not the same. The shibud hamalva on the karka is stronger than the shibud hamalva on the metaltalim. Normally. Metaltalim are not tachas shibud hamalva dvar Torah. There is no shibud. If he's meshabed with a kinyan agav, he made a shibud. So then there is a shibud nechasma on the metaltalim. Even though there is a shibud nechasma, still, it's not going to be as strong as the shibud nechasma on the karka. So when he's magdish karka, when the loive is magdish the karka that he owns, the shibud of the malva is so strong, so the hegdish of the loive is not mafkim de shibud. But if he's magdish the metaltalim, then the shibud of the malva was not so strong in the first place, and then I say that the hegdish is stopped. So Taisa says against the Gemara. Taisa and Lama Gimel says against the Gemara. Taisa never quotes the whole story with this Rabbein Atam. So Rabbi Kivega tells you over there, where's the Rabbein Atam? So he says, Mavur Barucha B'Sefer Yosha the Rabbein Atam, Ois Tzadikei. Either there, or the Rashbon, where that gigantic Taisa says in Gittin, Daf Mem Amabes, where they rip apart the Rashi Shita. That it's Eina Bishuse, he had no right, and it's really Gvi Aminei, because it comes out that the Mechirut Elokech was Nechal. So Tosis in Gittin Mem Amid Beis rips apart that Rashi from Psochem Daf Mamen. So on that Daf in Gittin Daf Mem, there's a long Rashba, where the Rashba quotes a whole paragraph in this Sefer Yosh. So the Taisus here shows that it's against the Gemara. The Rabbi Natam, they don't like that Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam wanted to say that the Shibud, even when you have a Shibud on Metaltalim, Ayidei Agav, your Meshabed Metaltalim Agav Karka, it's not going to be as strong as the Shibud on Karka. Shibud on Karka is stronger, so then the Malva has a right to take it away from Hegdish. But the Shibud on Metaltalim, the Malva Shibud is weaker, so then the Hegdish wins.
How do we understand that by Kedushas HaGof, if there's no
Kedushas?
How do you mean
Kedushas HaGof
on Karka?
Not avoid Kedushas HaGof. He doesn't hold from Kedushas HaGof, Kedushas Dalim. Rashi and Taisus invented that to Faran for Astiris HaGemara. So Rabbi Natan says, I'll give you a different teretz to the Stira. It depends whether it was Shibud on Karka or Shibud on Metaltalim. So if the Malva was Magdish, if the Loiva was Magdish Karka, so the Shibud of the Malva is so powerful so that it undoes the Hagdosh.
But if
He doesn't explain whether it was like Rashi, that it's a glowing Muslim, I pray that it was Eina Bishusa. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like he's going along the lines of Rashi. Eina Bishusa. So it sounds like he holds that Karka is more smart to say the Karka is Eina Bishusa of the Loiva. But the Metatlim, even though there is a Shibud Nachas Ma Metatlim, that's still going to be Bishusa of the Loiva. That's what it sounds like. But he doesn't explain it in the Sefer Yosh. Just says the Shibud on Karka is stronger and shiny. So that's a famous memra of Rava. This says that it's Rava l'shitasoi. Rava says, Hegdash chametz v'shichem avkim v'dei shibun. That's Rava l'shitasoi, that he holds himsachem daf lamed aleph. Then the kana l'habo hu goyve. If the din would have been like Abaye, that l'mafrei hu goyve, so the chametz should be mafkim v'dei shibun, but the Hegdash and the shichu should not be mafkim v'dei shibun. I should say that it was mam she'en ishaloi. Yeah, it didn't belong to the Levi, to be magdish, or to be mishachad yavik
nayim. Where do you say like the ritva?
Okay, got to say something. So by the karka. So what does he hold by the karka? He holds like Rabbi Natan holds like Tosis here, that it, the gviya is the kinyan, or he holds like Rashi that it's a gloy nosman fer zayne b'shusa. He doesn't explain that either. Well, apelu di gerashi.
According to Tosus, not Rabbi Natan, Tosus who argues with Rashi, if we're going not like Avayla Mafreya, just the simple shot, Rabba, Mikan Lohama, so we say that Hekdish Kedushas HaGuf, it is considered Pidyon wouldn't help, right?
But since Pidyon wouldn't help, and Gvi is, Pidyon means Kinyan Kesef.
Right.
So whenever Kinyan Kesef works, Gvi also works. Gvi is also
Kinyan. Gvi will not work. Because it's Kedushas HaGuf.
But Kedushas HaGuf, since it has no pinyon, so
but do
no.
We say he has a shudvus with the Hekdash? It's like a partnership?
No, he has the right to do Gviya, but you can't do Gviya. It'll be the Ila Behekdash.
But does he have any ownership?
Yeah, he has his Kinyan Lachatzai. But it's not going to lead to anything.
He can't do anything.
Can't do anything with it. It'll be any Simoil Behekdash.
It's a Kinyan which he cannot do anything.
Yeah.
It should be no worse than if you're holding that it's a kinyan lachatzon. It should be like I'm selling the carbon. I sell my carbon to someone else. That let's say I can have a shaychus maybe to the ore or to the things that the bialim could be oichel. So now over here, so the person with the shibud. So now can he?
He should have the right to eat it if so it would be a shlamim.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. If it's a shlamim, then it's nechal abaylim, so he has the right to come and eat the flesh from the shlamim. Okay. That's not really mafkim with a shiva, just he can't take the whole animal, he can take the flesh, he'll eat the shlamim, the kedusha of tahara in Yerushalayim. Okay. And a chenami. Okay. Last week, we started the Mishnah, we started the Gemara. The reason why we started before, why did we go shalom to say that? Why did we go out of order? I explained why then. Let me just review again. Because we were discussing this Taisus on Pei Testament base, Loi Mafsid Esmer Chamisha Zuzi. So Taisus discussed, are you dealing with Kesef Tzuri or Kesef Medina? Kesef Tzuri, you have a penny, a nickel, a dime, a quarter, a half a dollar, Abdallah. You have all these things. So you have the exact same thing, Canadian money, American money, everything the same, but they're not the same. One is worth more than the other. So they used to have Kesser, Kesser Medina, that pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, everything, the whole system, but that was 8 times more than this. So what's the rule? So the rule, when you have a din, that you have to pay money. So which amount of money do you have to give? Do you have to give Kesef Tzuri, Kesef Medina? So the Gemara's klal is in Kiddush and Daf Yabeis, called Kesef Hama Batoira, when it says Machtsa Shekel, or it says Pidyan Aben 5 Shkolim, or it says Einisim Afates Chamishim, or Meya for Shloshim Shalabit for Nebek 90, and Shamot kills an Nebek 90, or Meya for Moitzi Shema, that's Kesef Tzuri, the higher level. Kesef Shel Devarim is Kesef Medina. So Taisa said, even though we paskin ksubas lav deraisa, but that's Kesef Tzuri, because that's based on a pasuk in Chumash. And then Taisa even said, that's Taka, the Ramo accepts that lalacha. Then the second half, the Ramo does not accept. Taisa says that even the Meya of the Almana is also Kesef Tzuri. Because what are you going to tell me? It's 1/16 of the ksubas psula. It doesn't sound like that in Shas. It always sounds like it's half the amount. Not that it's only midirabonon. So it should be Kesef Medina, so to begin with it's 1/8, and it's only 100 zuz instead of 200 zuz, so it's 1/16. So this silver 16 times, but it doesn't sound like that in Shas. So Taisus thinks that they're both Kesef Tzuri. So then we had also this Mishnah. The first line in the Mishnah, so the Gemara said before Lamed Vav Amid Beis, that's Kesef Medina. That's Mamish Peanuts. Sela means Kesef Medina. So the Gemara says that's Kesef Tzuri. So Taisa says, wow, what a contrast. It's 200 times the amount. Taisa Salam Abab says, how can it be? It's Tanakama says you pay peanuts, and the other one says you pay a ton of peanuts. He says you give a little bigger peanut. He says you give a ton of peanuts. How can it be such a discrepancy? So Taisa says, Mistama, one is an Osher, one is an Oni. That's how we jumped. That's why we jumped there, because we were talking about Kesef Tzuri, Kesef Medina. Once in a while you have a Din de Rabbanon, where they do use Lashonis, that are really Kesef Tzuri. So that's why we started the Gemara. So we got in the middle, the din was, the Gemara says there's a din, ain't eid nasa dayin, but there's an exception to the rule. There's an exception to the rule if it's ra'u bayom, that's if ra'u balaylo. So there's no kriyas yeshivas bezen balaylo. But if ra'u bayom, then we say the reverse, then we say, lo teshmi gdoyle me riyah. If the bezin themselves saw, the din is you need riya samaisa. That's the pasuk. Oro yoda. There is a custom you need riya samaisa. That's how it says by the Dor Hafloga. Vayered Hashem lirisa samigdala shebanu b'nei ha'odom. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Mikan, why Vayered Hashem liris, Mikan, bezin shouldn't be done until they have riya samaisa. What do you mean? And someone pushed someone else off of a cliff. So bezin has to go to see where the cliff is. So the Gemara asks, you moved the Bezna Hochem to the cliff, or you move the cliff to the Bezna, and what if they push them off of a rooftop and then the whole house collapsed? You have to rebuild the house. Go to Bezna. So the Gemara says, no, Rias Amais is needed. It doesn't have to be Rias Bezna. It could be Rias Eidim. So the Gemara says, Leite Shmir, Gdoile Me Riyah. If the Bezna is told by the Eidim, they had Rias Amais, they say, we yotze the requirement, but yeah, Hashem requires you need Rias Amais. So if Rias Eidim is enough when they tell it over to Bezna, so if the Bezden themselves had the Rias Amaisa, that's Mamish, the original by Yered Hashem Liris and Samigdal. If you have the Rias Bezden, it's done better. So the Gemara has the Klal, Lo Teshmi G'dor L'Miriya for Uhu Bayom. So they saw B'Torah's Bezden. And if it's Ruhu Balayla, there's no Yeshiva's Bezden Balayla, so that's a Rias Eidim. So then if they want to be done by Yom, then Miktsosim Nasim Eidim, Miktsosim Nasim Dayonim, and the ones who serve as Eidim is Ein Eid Nasa Dayim. Then he can't serve as a Dayim. Rashi writes in one place that Loite Shmir Gdoile Meriah is only by Kiddush HaChodesh. Because it says, HaChodesh Alachem Kozer Rei V'Kadesh. The Rebbe Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and Aaron. Yom HaShem and Moshe V'Yaharon. How can it be Moshe V'Yaharon? Ain't Bez and Shokul. So the Gemara says, it's self-understood. There was a third person there too. The Chumash didn't bother to mention because the third person is not so important. Moshe and Aaron are the two prominent members of the Bezin. And the third one was Mandu. It was someone else. So they constituted the Bez, and the Baruch Shalom said, "Achodesh Hazav Lachem Kozerei V'Kadesh." You see the Levana, it was Bayom. And you see the Levana, so you have a right to declare it as Rosh Chodesh. The Rashi said, that's the only case where you say, Lo Teishmi G'delemir. So Taisa says, against all of Shas. How can you say such a thing? The Gemara Beferish, if Ra'u Bayom is good for Din and Fash's case, how can you say that Ra'u Bayom, Lo Teishmi G'delemir, is a unique Din only by Kozerei V'Kadesh, by Kiddush HaChodesh? So the Pashtus is, we don't accept that Rashi. Yeah, what's the nature of this din of Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan? So Tosfos had the machlokes. Does Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan apply only if he's an Eid HaMeid or even if he's an Eid HaRoya? So Tosfos always presents it, oh, this is the machlokes, the Rashbam and the Balei HaTosfos. The Gemara is Loshen and Bava Basa Kuf Yudalit, that's the long Tosfos on Amid Beis, on Tzadik Amid Beis. So they quote from Bava Basa Kuf Yigimel and Beis going over to Kuf Yudalit Amid Aleph. The Gemara tells the story, three people went to be Mevaka Chayla. They didn't have a mind to serve as Eidim. They went to be Mevaka Chayla. And then the Chayla starts making its avoah. He says, I want to leave all this property to this son, and this should go to that son. And then he drops dead. And they're the only ones who know. So then the Gemara says, if Ruhu Bayom, if they came to visit the Chayla in the daytime, is Rotzu Osim Din. If they want, they can paskin. They can constitute a bezna or paskin. Where's the Haggadah Seidus? You don't need Haggadah Seidus. You have a Riyaz Bezna. Ruhu Bayom, you have a Riyaz Bezna. But that's only Shloshin Shnichnas Levaka Sachayla Bayom. But if Nichnas Levaka Sachayla Balayla, then you can't have a Kviyas Yeshiva's Bezna Balayla. So the three people can only function as Eidim. You don't need three Eidim. Two of them can function as Eidim. Then you got to get another two people with the third one, or get another three people, whatever, constitute a Bezna. And they'll testify in front of the Bezdin what the man said on his deathbed, and the Bezdin will pass. So that's the pshat in the pasuk. It says, "B'yom hanchila azbana." B'hoya b'yom b'yom v'la b'alayla. So what do you mean b'yom v'la b'alayla? A man dies at night, so the Yerusha doesn't go to his children. Or if you're going to draw lots at nighttime, it's not valid. The Gemara said that's ridiculous. What can you have a pasuk? Oh, half the people die in the daytime, half the people die at nighttime. They're going to say whoever dies at night, so there's no din of Yerusha. So the Gemara said, that's ridiculous. The Gemara says, no, goes on nichnas alavaka sachayla. Hoy biyoma, biyom balo balayla. If nichnas alavaka sachayla balayla, then you say, ain't eight nasad dine. This is the mocker of the din. That's the third day in test. This is the mocker of the din of ain't eight nasad dine. So the Rashbam said there in that Gemara, and it's b'shem Rashi. He quotes from Rashi. Why does it say nichnas alavaka sachayla? Because if he called them up on the telephone, if the sick man on his deathbed calls up his three friends, he says, you come to visit me, I want to make my tzavoy. So they come, l'shem kach, they come, they have kavanah l'hoid, then they get a shem eid, and eid haroi gets a shem eid, and then even if it's ra'u bayom, we say, ein eid nasadayim. That's the Rashbam b'shem Rashi. So this is the same sheet as Rashi, Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Tes and other places. Tosfos puts it together. There is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, where they say, nim tzechen min ha'edim korav apostle by eid haroi. So Rashi and the Rashbam. Rashbam usually follows Rashi. Rashbam learned by Rashi. He was his grandson. Abinatam was also the Rashbam's younger brother, but he didn't learn by Rashi. He was a little baby when Rashi died. The Rashbam learned by Rashi, so he picked up everything from Rashi. So the Abinatam and all the other Balei HaTosfos disagree. They say you don't say Korav Apostle by Eid HaRoi, only by Eid HaMeid. So Tosfos puts it together. It's the same issue. Does an Eid HaMeid and his Kavan Eid HaRoi? Does an Eid HaRoya have a Shem Eid or not? He's watching and he has a mind, L'Shem Eidus. If he's watching not L'Shem Eidus, then he's not called an Eid HaRoya either. But if he's watching and he intends to serve as an Eid, so then Rashi and the Rashbam hold that he has a Shem Eid, both Benegir to the din of Nimtzech and Merenim Kar Apostle, as well as Benegir to the din of Ein Eid Nasadai. And Tosfos disagrees with both. So that's why we usually assume, let's say, you have a chasen. Tosfos says, Ech matzini deinu ragleinu. Tosfos talks about a get. By us, it never happens by a get. It happens by a chasen. Tosfos says, you have the parents are there, and you have people, everybody's standing around. Tosfos describes you have a get, and all the relatives are there. Who has all the relatives by the get? No one comes, only the husband and the wife. By us, by the chasen, you have people standing there who are ganovim. They're cheating business, they're postulators. You have people who are relatives, they're standing around. So Tosfos says, so what does it help that you have two kosher witnesses? But it's nitzach men eidim kar apostle. So it says, should be kiddushin b'li eidim. So Tosfos says, the answer is that since it's only eid hara, it's not eid amein, so there's no din of kar apostle. That's what Tosfos says. So Rav Chaim Moizer has his famous tshuva where he was mater and aguna based on this. The shaila came from New York. A girl was a grusha. And she was looking for a shidduch. So every time she went out with someone, she said, I hope you're not a kohen. If you're a kohen, I can't marry you. So some of them were kohenim, some of them were not. Every shidduch, every time she went out with a boy, said, I hope you're not a kohen. So finally she found a guy. And she says, I hope you're not a kohen. He says, no, he's not a kohen. He was a kohen. He told her a lie. And they went on dates, a few dates. Then they decided they're going to get married. So they went to a rabbi on the east side. and he performed a marriage, Masada Kiddushin, and the Edom were his buddies, good friends of the Chasen. The Chasen was a Bala Be'er. He was a Kohen, and he didn't care his marrying a Grusha, and the girl didn't want to marry. So then, a week or two later, he tells her the truth. I hope you realize that I am a Kohen. So she says, I want to get right now. She was a religious, I want to get right now. They took a taxi, and they're going to the same rabbi who did the city condition. They're going to get a get. The taxi stopped for a red light. The chassan jumped out of the taxi. He disappeared. They can't find him.
So
the girl is stuck. So the shaila is, do you consider this kiddusha to us? Because every time she went out on a date, she said, I hope you're not a kohen because I can't marry a kohen, I'm a grusha. And then the first minute that she found out that the guy was a kohen, she said, I want to get, we have to go right now. She insisted. So l'choritz kiddusha tois. So that's what the Rav in New York said. It should be kiddusha tois. Rav Chaim Moshe said, he's not prepared to be meikel, because we know, unfortunately, we live in a generation that people start off religious, and then sometimes life is too difficult. I can't get a shidduch, so she'll bend and she'll give in. He says, since under the chuppah, she didn't ask, she didn't say, I'm only agreeing to marry you if you're not a kohen. What does she have to for? She went out so many dates. And he said in the first date, he's not a kohen. She never repeated again. She assumed that he's telling the truth. Rav Chaim Moshe said he's not prepared to be meikel, because when a girl can't find a shidduch because she's a grusha, so sometimes she'll give in and she'll marry a kohen, be yisa. He says he's not prepared to be meikel based on that, but he says he's meikel based on a different thing. Because the guy was a bala veira, and then he picked as his 280 kiddushin his chaverim ate on Yom Kippur, Yom Chal Shabbos, ate treifas. They weren't religious people. Yeah, but the rabbi was there, and there were other. They made a minyan, so the minyan consisted of other religious Jews who were watching. And you don't say karav apostle by eight haraya. Rav Chaim Moshe quotes the Rishonim and Daf Kuf Yudalid, even though they don't accept the Rashbam b'shem Rashi, that you don't say karav apostle by eight haraya. Why? Because he doesn't have a shem aid. That's how Tosis presents it. Rashi and the Rashbam hold that he has a shem aid if niskaben lahoid, and Tosis doesn't have a shem aid till he's an aid hamayid. So the Rishonim say that's only because nichnasu levakar es achoyla on their own. Even as kavna lahoid. But if the baldin is mazmin them, the sick man in the hospital is on his deathbed, calls him up and he says, I'm going to make a tzavua and I need Edom, I want you to be my Edom. He's designating them as Edom. Then he quotes the Chidusha Haran and the Rashbo and the Ritvo and the Ramban, I think. All the Rishonim and Nadav, basically the Ramban and all the Tamidi Haramah. It's one person, the Ramban. So the Rashba is quoting the Ramban, and then the Ritva is quoting the Rashba, and then the Rad. They're all the Ramban and all of his group. They all say if the Baldin was Mazman them, he was Miyachid them as Edim, then even Tosis will agree that they have a Shem Eid, and you say Nimzachem Karbapos. So it's Mata the Aguna, based on Mata and Eshishish to remarry without a get, because he said that you say Karbapos. The Chasam Sefer has a tshuva, the Pischei tshuva in Ebenezer quotes this, and the Simen in Shulchan Aruch, it says in Ebenezer, you have to have Eidi Kiddushin. If you don't have Eidi Kiddushin, so it's not Chal. So the Shaila, what if you had Pasal Eidim? But there were other Eidim. They designated Eidim, but you have other Eidim who were watching, other people were watching. So the Pischei tshuva quotes the Chasam Sefer who doesn't bring up this issue at all. But it sounds like he's masking with Rav Chaim Moshe, that if you designated them, then they get a shem aid apostle. So because he has a case, the chassan designated two aidim. Then it turns out that the aid had already converted to Christianity or something. There was once a maaser here in yeshiva. A boy got married a year or two after he graduated college, a boy from JSS, and he invited his chaverim to the wedding. He hadn't been in touch with them in a long time. It turned out that one of the students whom he remembered from JSS joined the Christian sect. In the 2 years that he hadn't seen him, he came to the wedding, he dressed up with a yarmulke and everything. It was a goy gomer. He wasn't a shem and mitzvahs at all. So the Chasam Sofer is talking about such a case, that the chosen was mazmin miyachid eidim, and he didn't realize that these eidim were not religious people, that they were mishum adam or something. So he says that that's a yichud betois. Since the yichud betois, he didn't realize that they were Avar Yonim. So Yichud B'Toyes doesn't mean anything. So it's as if there had been no Yichud Eidim. So if there's no Yichud Eidim, so we don't apply Korah Apostle by Eid Oroya. But here in Rav Chaim Oiz's case, the Chosin knew who his gang was. He knew that they were all Echlei Trefis, they were all Machal Shabbos, they were all Eid on Yom Kippur. So there was no Yichud B'Toyes. he knew the, who his personalities were. So Reb Chaim Moshe says that because he was miyached edim, everybody agrees that you apply the klal of karba pasul. It's a big chiddush. Matar aneshes ish, but we get based on the din of karba pasul.
According to the Rashbam, the rest of the call there are not edim.
No, the rest are all saying, you don't have to have kavanah lahoid in order to serve as an eid. If I'm watching, everybody in the wedding hall, we're all watching where the chassan gives the ring, says Hariyat Mekudesha. So we're all eidi kedushin. Everybody's eidi kedushin. The only shaila is, you have karovim of psulim. You have psulim also. So the Rashbam says, if some of the psulim are miskaven lahoid, then it'll be a psul of karva pasul, and the kedushin won't be chal.
Everyone in the call is Eidim, but they don't have a shame aid. Meaning, according to Rashbam, the shame aid starts when you're in
the Niskaven Lahoid. So then you have a shame aid, official shame aid, with respect to Karva Apostle, with respect to Enei Dazdai. But in order to serve as an aid, you don't have to have an official shame aid. Let's say there's an accident, and I turned around, I see, oh, he crashed into him. I didn't have any Kavanah Lahoid. Suddenly, I see someone murder someone else. I mean, I didn't give a Hasra, okay. But let's say by a Hezek, you don't have to give any Hasra. So if you saw, you don't have to have kavanah lahoid. You startle into something. So you're an aid without a shame aid. When you'll be made, you'll get a shame aid.
So then what's the point of being miyached eidim? By
what do we need it for?
Yeah.
The yichud eidim is what the Ritva writes in Makkos and Kiddushin. A few places he writes that this is a minig that the achrayim introduced. The Ritva calls the rishonim as Rashi and Rabbein Tam, and the later rishonim he calls them achrayim. So he says, this is a meaning that the Achrayim introduced, because he quotes a Taina. How did Taisus know that there's a chilek between Eid HaMeid and Eid HaRoyah? Because the Gemara says in Makkos, you don't say Karva Pasul unless of Yishnayim HaShlosh Eidim Yokum Dover. How do you know Karva Pasul Yishnayim HaShlosh and Makkos Shlosh Yishnayim? If you have Shnayim, then Tzechem Karva Pasul, you left with Eid Echot. So if you have Shlosha, then Tzechem Karva Pasul, you know you left with two. It's no good because Makkos Shlosh Yishnayim. But there it says Yokum Dova. But Mekayim Dova Akasim Adava. The Tosfos says Mekayim Dova is only Eid HaMeid. When he's Eid HaRoyah, he's not Mekayim anything. It doesn't accomplish anything. So it's only Eid HaRoyah. Comes the Ritva, and Itayin is B'Shem Rabbeisav. That's only in Kol HaTorah Kula, where Eid is Levira Dova. But by Gitmi Kedushin, where it's Lekiyam Adova, that's the expression that Rab Chaim coined. Lekiyam Adova. So that's Mekayim Dova. So he is Mekayim. By watching, he's accomplishing something. So how can you apply Taisa's general klal that there's no shame aid on an aid haroya? That's good by an accident, by a murder, by a halvoa, by a piron, by kol ha-tarakul, it's good. But by gitin mikidushin, the aidim who watch, I'm a kaim dava. That's what we call aid is lakim adav. So he tainas that you say karva pas. So in order to, the Ritva quotes the whole thing, in order to solve that problem, if you designate two aidim and they should have in mind to separate themselves from the others, to the exclusion of all others. That's how Rav Soloveitchik used to say. Rav Soloveitchik, when he formulated this Nusach, he didn't speak English well. The later years, he already figured out how to talk English like an American. But first, he spoke English like a European, like a foreigner. So he used to say, the Eidim should be Eidim to the exclusion of all others. What do you mean to the exclusion of all others? They should exclude themselves from the others. We, too, don't want to be mitzaref with anybody else. So Taisa says in Makkos that helps. If the two kosher Eidim have in mind not to be mitzaref with the psulim, there's no din of karva possible. So that's the chumra that's based on the ritva with miyached eidim. But let's say b'diavad, it'll turn out that you made a mistake, that the eidim were pasul eidim. The chassam sofer's case, it was miyached eidim. Then turns out that they're pasul eidim. So the yichud was a yichud betoes. So if the yichud betoes bleibt as if there was no yichud, there's no yichud. So we're not really choshish for the ritva. It's only a chumra. Well, the fathers are standing there. It doesn't help. The two fathers are pasulaitis. They're fathers, they're krovim. No, they're different minhagim. Which direction? There are six minhagim. The Knesset HaGdoila and Ebenezer quotes four minhagim. Whether the Chassan Kala should face north, east, south, west. That's already four minhagim. Rav Soloveitchik always had to face Eretz Yisrael. Mizra. That's how it says in Maharil. They always used to make everybody crazy. The MC of the catering hall would have them stand one way, then he would come up and he would rearrange everything. No one knew what was going on there. So he always had them face Eretz Yisrael. And then there are another two minhagim. Some have a minhag that bedavka, they have their backs to the audience, that it shouldn't be Mekadosh B'Shuk. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, on the Afi Beis, on Mekadosh B'Shuk, You give him makas mardis. It's not right. So it's not right to be mekadesh in public. So you make it private so no one sees, only the eidim. And then Rabbi Hutna started the 6 minute. That doesn't say in any Rishayim. He started a different minute. Because in America, he said, people thought that the rabbi is performing the marriage. That's how you say in English. Who's performing the marriage? Say the rabbi is performing the marriage. So the performer in a play always faces the audience. So in America, the rabbi would have to put on a whole spiel. The rabbi would perform a marriage and make a whole spiel out of it. So he insisted, no, the chassan is performing the marriage. The rabbi is just supervising. So he said, since the chassan, we want to emphasize that the chassan is performing the marriage, so the performer should face the audience, the dafka, the chassan kala, should face the audience, and the rabbi should not. That was Rabbi Hutna's anu mini. That doesn't say in Rishayin and Achrayin.
Should the chassan read the ksuba?
Should the chassan read the ksuba? We don't even let the chassan say the bracha. Kedei shal olavai shiz mishayin yodeya. You can't read the ksuba either. No. Unless he's the rabbi. Unless he's the rabbi. It says that we don't allow, it says in the Mishnah Bikurim that the Barishoina, the farmers, knew how to say Arami Abirabi said Arami Abirabi. There used to be a chart on the wall that had in Rosh Hashanah, Aleph, 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 Arami Abirabi, Vayerit Mitzrayma, Vav Mem, because you're not allowed to write less than a Sefer Shalom. But they had it in Rosh Hashanah. So some of the genius farmers could figure out the Rosh Hashanah. Most of them couldn't figure out Aleph, 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 Vav Mem. How can you figure out what that is? So most of them didn't know what was going on. So they had to have someone else recite the Arami Abadah before them, and they were yotz. Then the Mishnah says, Nimnu Milahavi. So the farmers start bringing. We have to come. We have to go do a mitzvah and then be humiliated in the Beis HaMikdash in front of everybody. That the first 10 guys know how to figure it out, and I don't know what it says over there. So it says they stop bringing. So then they made a takana, Kadesh Lalavai, Shitz Mishani Adeya. They don't allow anybody to recite the Arami Abadah. They have someone recite it for him and his yotz with the other guy. So that's what the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer quotes a Tshuvas HaRambam, authentic, not authentic, whatever. He quotes a supposed Tshuvas HaRambam that says, we never allow the Chosin to recite the Bichas Erisin, even though it's really his bracha. The Rambam holds that it's a Bichas HaMitzvah. The Chosin's supposed to say it. Tyson says the bracha has nothing to do with the Chosin. It's a bracha that the audience, the whole group should say. So it has nothing to do with, that's the Shaila, who should be Mesari Kedushin? Who should say the Bichas Erisin? So a lot of times the chosim wants his Rosh Hashiva, the Kala wants her Rosh Hashiva there. And the audience would pick a different person. The audience wouldn't pick his rabbi, they never heard of his Rosh Hashiva, they never heard the local Orthodox rabbi, the old Davin in the shul. They would have picked the rabbi from the shul. They don't know who these young guys are. So that's a shaila, whose say counts. So according to the Rambam, so there's a tshuva about this. The Chelkas Yaakov has a tshuva about this, Rabbi Yaakov Breish. So according to the Rambam, the bracha belongs to the chosim, so the chosim should pick. The Pesachi Tshuva quotes in the Rebbe Yehuda, says maybe the bracha belongs to the chassan and to the kala, even though the kala is not mechuyev in Pirah Berivya, but once she's getting married already, so maybe the bracha belongs to both, so they have to make up shara between the two of them. And according to Tosfos, it doesn't belong to the chassan or the kala. The bracha belongs to the whole tzibur, so the whole tzibur has to pick whom they think is the most becoming the person. So the Rambam shita says the birchas amitz really should be recited by the chassan. So the Beis Shmuel quotes the Tshuva's Rambam, that we don't allow the chassan to say, because half of the chassan it will fumble, so they'll be humiliated under their own chuppah when they get married. So we don't allow any chassanim to say the birchas erisin. So then they write in Ebenezer, so who says the birchas erisin? The rabbi. What if the rabbi is a bachar, and after a few years of being a bachar, he finally gets married, so he has to get another rabbi. So the din is, if he's the rabbi, he can say the birchas erisin. But if he's not the rabbi, so he's not supposed to say. Reading the ksuba, the same thing. You can't let the chassan read the ksuba. Kadesh lalavai shiz misheni yodeh. So you got to have the rabbi, some rabbi or another, should read the ksuba. Unless the chassan is the rabbi, so then he can say the birchas seris and he can read the ksuba. So this klala, vein eid nasadayin, this comes up all the time when you have a get. In the days of the Gemara, the husband gave the get to the wife. In the days of the Chumash, the husband gives the get to the wife. That's right. The wife walks around with the get that has the two chasimas, and that serves as the shtar that she is divorced. But the Edom signed before the get was written to the wife. Could be the Edom died before the get was given. So that's what the Nesivis quotes from the Pnei Yishuv and Gittin. It doesn't matter. Even though the Edom weren't there, the Edom signed the get in California, and then the husband sent the get to New York. The get was given to New York. The Edom weren't there at all. So it doesn't matter. Since the Edom signed that the husband is interested in divorcing his wife, So that we say mistama hakol b'hech shenas, and it's considered as if the edim on the get are made that the get was hakol b'hech shenas, and the woman is allowed to be married. So this was nicha b'zman ha-gemara until the days of the Rishonim, that the woman walked around with the get, and that's how she proved that she was divorced, because it has chasimus on the get mistama hakol b'hech shenas. Then the rabbeinu tam erechem shelo lahotzi laza lagid. You're not allowed to be, once a get is given, you're not allowed to check it again to start the questioning, maybe it was no good. So as a result of that, Cherem the Rabbein and Tamshel, they always announce, after they give a get, so the Sarah get announces, no one should be Maitzi Laz on the get. So in order to see to it that no one should be Maitzi Laz, the Sarah get takes back the get, and he puts it in his file, so no one's going to see what it says in the get. So no one can check anything. They don't have the ability to see it. So the Shah said, how does the woman prove that she's divorced? So they write a p'tur, they write a document. Who has the right to write the document? Bezdin, you have to have a bezdin. Some Rishonim say that the husband has the right to write such a document. Most of them hold what the husband is nishken balabas over here. He's not a das hamischayv here. But the bezdin has a right to authorize the writing of a get without any das hamischayv. So who's the bezdin? So the mesarer get with the two edim. The two edim are signed on the get. You need three people to make a bezdin. But the edim are signed on the get, they're edim. And ein ed das adayim. So how can they serve? How can they serve as members of a bezin later on if the din is ein eid nasadayim? So the Beis Shmuel quotes from the Tshuvas HaTash Beitz that the ein eid nasadayim, we paskin like Tosis, it's only by eid hameid. It doesn't apply to eid haroya. So therefore, the eidim who were watching when the get was given is only eid haroya, and they can serve later. They can join to become members of the bezin. That's what the Beis Shmuel says in the name of the Tshuvas Tash Beis. But the Chazon Ish says that the Olam makes a mistake. He's talking about thousands of people. All the Rabbanim says the Olam make a mistake. The Tash Beis is only talking about the Eidei Mesira. Eidei Mesira is Eid Haroi. But Eidei Chasima, the Eidim who sign, that's Eid Hameid. Once you sign a shtar and you give over the shtar to the other party, sign a shtar, you didn't give it over yet, so the HaKadosh Eidus doesn't begin. Once you sign a shtar and the shtar is given to the Das HaMaschai, gives it over to the Baal HaShtar, to the right person, then it's considered as if it's giving a Haggadah Seidus. That's how they say, some Rosh Yeshiva say, like, HaShtar Etnish, HaShtar Shreit. The shtar talks very loud. So that's Mamash Eid HaMeid. It's considered when you give over the get to the Isha, so it doesn't help that the Mesarer HaGet takes it back and puts it in his file. Once the get was given to the Isha, so the Chazanish Tainas, that's Eid HaMeid. And Eid HaMeid is Eid Nasatayin, so he can't serve as a member of a Bezin later on. Or another issue. Normally a get is not given Balayla. Why? Because the Ramah quotes from the Or Zeruah, that you need a Bezin. You need a Bezin when you give a get. So there's no Kriyas Yeshivas Bezin Balayla. Like the Gemara said, Ruah Balayla, so there's no Kriyas Yeshivas Bezin. The lalam evadina ninu. Balayla, there's no shame bezin. So if the get was given balayla, then you can't write the p'tur balayla. So half of the rabbanim, what a half. 85% of the rabbanim will write the p'tur balayla. So that the pischi tshuva already raises the issue. They can't write the p'tur balayla. There's no shame bezin balayla. And to authorize the writing of the p'tur, you have to have a bezin. Otherwise, you need das hamischayev. You can't write a shtar either. You write a shtar has to be midas hamischayev, or bezin authorizes. Here there's no bezin balayla. So 15% of the rabbanim, but usually you don't do a get balayla. Shasat chak, once in a while you do a get balayla. So when you do the get balayla, 85% of the rabbanim will write the p'tur right away. So the pischi tshuva already said that's not legit. There's no bezin balayla. So those who already know the correct thing to do, so they'll wait till the next day, and then they'll write the p'tur. No, then you have ein nasadayin. Ru'u balayla, they can't function as the bezin tomorrow morning based on the Riyas Laila. They have to have a Hag. If it's Ra'uhu Bayom and it's a Riyas Bezdin, it's a Riyas Bezdin, you don't need Eidim. But if it's Ra'uhu Balayla, there's no Shem Bezdin, then it's Riyas Eidim. Then they have to have Haggadah Seidus. Then you have to have. So the people who saw Balayla have to tell over the story tomorrow morning by Yom HaHaggadah. Then you have to get another three people. So usually it's not done properly. So that's the Pischi Tshuva raises these issues. And the Chazon Ish is the whole practice is improper, that the aid who signs the get serves is mitzarf with the Masada get. They all do like that. Everybody does like that. So the Chazon Ish says it's not right. That's Mamish Eid Hameyid. That's not Eid Haroya. Okay, we'll leave that tomorrow. We'll continue. I'm sorry to come back.